can deliver the football, you know, 30, 40 yards down the field. So we're going to have to be prepared, and, you know, we've seen kind of what they want to do, and we're going to have to really have good coverage on their good receivers. You know, we're going to lose some height. I think one of their receivers is about 6'4", and our safety is maybe 5'8 or 5'9". So we're losing a little height there, but we got some things to maybe, you know, alter that a little bit and get them a little bit out of rhythm. So that's kind of what we're looking for Friday night out of Southwest.
You've been playing against each other for a couple of years now, I do believe, and there has been some battles. I think one in particular a couple of years ago, if I can't think of what year it was, or just not too long ago, at your place where it was kind of a nail biter at times.
Yeah, that was a good game. That it was 2 years ago. Yeah, you know, they came up and they're going to be well prepared. They're well coached. You know, they're definitely not afraid of us, and they give us a good game every year, you know, up at our house. And last year at halftime, it was, I think we were ahead by maybe one touchdown, and then got things rolling in the second half. But yeah, I mean, they're going to come out and be ready to go for sure.
Well, it's your veteran club, so you've got a lot of kids that have been there and done that. It's nice to see mixed in with some underclassmen, some of those maybe, I'm sure, kids. You got some freshmen getting their feet wet for the first time. It's nice to see them have some success and getting right in the thick of things as well, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is. You know, there's no you can't you know, you really got to have good balance there, but also getting them younger kids in a game situation and getting them game reps, I mean, that's very important for their getting them to come up through the program.
Coach, always good to talk to you. Hey, best of luck in this one.
Thank you.
Head Coach Wade Kramer over at Arthur County. We'll hear from Head Coach Christian Arterburn. We'll talk Southwest football coming up here shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Copridge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Copridge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has provided crop hail insurance to the American farmers since 1893. Their trademark is a quality policy and excellent service, reinforced by financial stability. Farmers Mutual Hail provides a trained field and adjusting staff of more than 500 individuals ready to serve you. Protect your investment by insuring with one of the oldest and most reliable crop hail insurance companies around. Contact the McConville Agency in Indianola, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, today for a free estimate.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great. But if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Our community hospital pregame continues here at 103.9 The Hawk, highplainsradio.net, the 103.9 The Hawk app. Got a good one coming up in the six-man ranks, 2-0 Arthur County, 2-0 Southwest. We just heard from Coach Kramer talking about his Wolves. We talked to him a little bit last week in the Mid Valley game. Get a chance one more time. Let's talk now with Southwest Coach Christian Arteburn. Coach, nice win. You went on the road at Harvard and got after that team right away. At, what, 21-point first quarter, 21 more in the second quarter. And this thing was, you had it in hand, in check there right at halftime, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We came out of the gates and we played a really good first half of football, and that's kind of been the story the last 2 weeks. Of we came out strong and got our starters off the field and gave our JV some minutes there to finish the game. But to start the game, our defense got a big stop on the first possession, and our offense we hit a deep ball to Derek Kelly early in the game. So you couldn't ask for a much better way to start the game, and that's kind of how we started the last 2 weeks, and we hope we can start on Friday night.
Tell you, that passing game, you know you can run the ball, but that passing game is looking pretty solid after 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, and Houston does a really good job of kind of, we give him the chance to audible here or there, and he does a good job of running that offense, and he's a really good quarterback, and he's got some really good receivers out there, and Derek Kelly and Trenton Williams, and I was actually looking at stats the other day, and I couldn't believe it, but those two are the only two that have caught the ball, and you throw a Jacob Barber in the mix and even Gage Hammond, and we still got two more really good receivers that our teams are going to have to defeat. But our pass game is kind of what we're going to rely on this year and lean on this year, so it's going to have to be good for us to win football games.
And defensively, you can't fault that either. A team in 2 weeks has not given up a lot, and you're pretty happy with the defense as well, aren't you?
Yeah, Coach Dixon and the defensive side of the ball have done a heck of a job, and we had a lot of new faces to start the season that really didn't have that much varsity experience, so we didn't know how we would be on defense. But we've had some young guys and some new guys and fit their roles and have been doing a really good job defensively. Like that Harvard game, our varsity didn't give up any touchdowns, and then that Heartland Lutheran game, our varsity only gave up one touchdown. So defensively, we're performing to the level that we think we need to perform to, and Coach Dixon and his coaches have done a great job on that side of the football.
Well, this has got to be one of the six-man games of the week, if not the game of the week, between a couple of 2-0 teams. And you've, I'm sure, got plenty of film on Arthur in the first couple of weeks. And they put up some big points, 71-64, haven't given up much. Pretty high-powered offense again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, Coach Kramer's staff do a great job there. And it seems like anytime you play Arthur, you try to limit their point scoring as much as you can, but they're going to put points on the scoreboard. And they do a great job offensively and between the pass game and the run game of being a big play, big explosive type of offense. And sometimes you feel like when you play Arthur, you kind of got to get in a track meet with them and score with them. And because their offense is so explosive and hard to stop. But hopefully we can contain them for a couple possessions and get up a score or two. But like I said, Coach Kramer's staff do a heck of a job over there in Arthur.
So defensively, I mean, they can run the ball with the best of them. Got a pretty good junior back. And the Gorwell kid, and they can throw it around, maybe not as much as you guys do, but they can go balanced on you any time, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And you talk about their run game, their offensive line and their backs that are leading for the Gorwell kid are some of the most physical backs you'll see in six-man. It's the most physical offensive line you'll see in six-man. So they do a heck of a job of opening holes for that kid, and he does a great job of reading them. And then you look at Talon Storr, he's maybe a two-time All-State first-team quarterback. He can air it out if he needs to, and he does a great job on running their offense for him.
Well, it's nice. It's right there in your own backyard. It's on your home field on a Friday night, a 7 o'clock primetime kickoff. I'm sure the crowd, I'm sure they'll bring some people down, but I'm sure you'll have a ton of people for this one, too.
I sure hope so. You can't ask for a better evening. You got a Friday night home game. You got homecoming here in Bartley, so it should be a good crowd and a good environment, and hopefully that crowd kind of helps us lift over the edge and get the W.
This really kickstarts you through, and it's only week three, I get it, but really, you're almost hitting the halfway point. You got three of the next four then on the road away from Bartley, so boy, if you can get this one, this would really be a big feather in your hat.
It would be a big feather in our hat, like you said, and it's a really big game to kind of see where we're at. Our first two opponents weren't quite to the level that Arthur plays at, and we're kind of still sitting there wondering what kind of football team we are after playing those two opponents, and we're going to find out Friday night what kind of football team we are. So it should be a fun one.
Health-wise, I know the coach has kind of been feeling under the weather a little bit with some crud, but as far as players, is everybody doing okay?
I think for the most part, we've got some little dings and nicks that we're getting taken care of via PT and stuff like that, but for the most part, we're as healthy as we can be at this point in the season, and go battle Friday night, and then you get a bye week to get healed up, so that's kind of nice that you play a really good team in Arthur, and then you get a week off after that.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck. Should be a good one tonight.
Hey, thanks for covering us, Rich. We appreciate it.
Head coach Christian Erdeburn over at Southwest. Should be a good one between Arthur County, Southwest. More of the pregame starting lineups from Bartley coming up shortly on 103.9 The Hawk. Upgrade your laundry room style and function with a Whirlpool large capacity front load laundry pair from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Clean regular size loads fast with a quick wash cycle and get on with your day. In the dryer, the Wrinkle Shield option helps keep wrinkles from setting in when you can unload right away. Add modern style to your home at the right price with a Whirlpool energy efficient washer and dryer from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Just 10 money saving miles east of McCook.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our Community Hospital pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Coming tonight from Bartley, Nebraska, six-man matchup featuring the 2-0 Southwest Rough Riders and the 2-0 Arthur County Wolves. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here along with Greg Tentley, and we're excited for this big six-man matchup here this evening. I want to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: McConville Agency, Adams Bank and Trust of Indianola, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Lord's, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. So, battle of unbeatens here tonight in Bartley. Let's take a look at how these teams got here. For Arthur County, they defeated Wallace 71-20 in a game last Thursday. You heard here on the Hawk, took care of Med Valley 64-25. That was a close game at half, but pulled away and got the big win in the second half for their 2-0 start. Wolves averaging 245 yards on the ground, 153 through the air for 398, and then scoring 67 points a game and giving up 22 this season. For the Rough Riders of Southwest, defeated Heartland here 71-34. And went to Harvard and got a big win there as well, 56-14 for their 2-0 start, averaging 163 yards on the ground, 254 through the air, 417 yards of total offense, and outscoring their opponents 64-24 so far in this 2024 season. So important game for both these teams in the six-man ranks. There's a bye next week for both schools, so they'd love to go into the bye with that 3-0 mark. And Greg, on paper, anyway, this looks like a great matchup, and I've seen Arthur County. Haven't yet a chance to see Southwest, but should be a fantastic six-man matchup here tonight.
Yeah, it should be. Both teams come in with a potent offense, and you know, defensively, we'll see how they fare against each other. But equal numbers, you know, both of them put it through the air, both of them run the ball well. Both teams have got good numbers out this year. You know, 20 plus for both teams. That's excellent for six-man, but I look for a battle tonight. It could be one of those that comes down to last possession. Turnovers are going to be huge tonight for both teams. You can keep control of the ball, keep the other team's offense off the field. That's going to be a big plus for either team tonight.
A very warm evening here in Bartley, about mid-80s for the temperature, so hydration and the conditioning is going to be important for tonight's game. Also on our sister station, KICX, Richdown and Waverly, Nebraska, as the Waverly Vikings host the 2-0 McCook Bison. We'll keep you updated throughout the evening, as well as other scores. Greg always has a good job getting that Max Preps and getting us updated on everything. Anything so far tonight? We had a few games last night. I know Maywood Hay Center won a squeak over Maxwell, I believe 21-20. And I was going to write those down. I forgot.
Some good six-man games.
Yeah. Garden County, I think, beat Mid Valley.
Yeah, Garden County beat Mid Valley last night. And then you had some earlier today. Stewart over Silver Lake, 39-8. Out in the panhandle, a couple of games early. Mullen, 63, North Central, 28. Hemingford over Baird, 70-80. That was not much of a game there. Looking at some other matchups around the area, Bertrand and Brady play tonight, teams that people have seen in the area. Big matchup in Arapahoe tonight, Arcadia Loop City and Arapahoe. Yeah. That should be a battle there, and I look for Arapahoe to probably get a win out of that, but several games in here are going to be of interest tonight, you know, with your Cambridges at Excel, and I know there's a big matchup in Cozad between Cozad and Ogallala in the ranks up there. So we'll see what happens tonight, but looking forward to this one.
Yep, it's going to be a good one. Let's get you the starters for tonight's game. For the Rough Riders on offense, number 5, Derek Kelly, 6'3", 180-pound sophomore. Number 10, DeMario Cutter, junior, 140 pounds. Number 14, Houston Billiter, 165-pound junior. Number 18, Trenton Williams, a 160-pound senior. Number 20, Jacob Barber, 140-pound sophomore. And number 24, Logan Turley, a 200-pound junior. Head coach for the Rough Riders is Christian Arterburn. Assistant coaches are Nate Herman, Shannon Lovin, Chase Dickinson, and Tyler Kennedy. For the Arthur County Wolves tonight, defensively, it'll be number 6, Reese Swanson, 150-pound junior. Number 7, Tucker Rutt, 180-pound senior. Number 20, Jason Hanna, 185-pound junior. Number 22, Grady Gorwell, 150-pound junior. He was the leading ball carrier for Arthur County last week, so I know the Rough Riders will be keen on him tonight. Number 24, Colton Pelikowski, 160-pound junior. And number 28, Brody Vinton, 160-pound senior for the Arthur County Wolves. Head coach is Wade Kramer. Assistant coaches are Sean Hanna, Jason Christensen, and Trevin Rutt. And I echo Greg's sentiments. This should be a fantastic matchup. We'll keep you apprised of the situations going on here. It should be a fun game. Rich and I were talking earlier, Greg, is it going to be a scoring fest? Is it going to be a defensive battle? And I think more scoring, but, you know, I just don't know for sure yet.
It's going to be a matchup for the defenses because both teams are just really potent on offense. And anytime you have six man, you know, you get by one guy, you're kind of in the open. So speed's going to be a huge factor.
Yep.
Conditioning tonight, obviously, with the heat and humidity. Nice breeze blowing. It'll keep some of that down. But the breeze isn't going to affect the passing game much tonight. But I think it's going to come down to special teams and turnovers. That's going to be the key to the whole game tonight. Can you control the ball and keep that other team's offense off the field? If you can do that, I think you got a pretty good chance of winning this one tonight. But good officiating crew tonight, Chris Miller and company out of the Maxwell North Platte area. As always, they do a good job. I know they worked the six-man championship last year. So we got a great officiating crew out there for this six-man game tonight. And looking forward to this. Should be one heck of a game.
Arthur County and the road team, white jerseys, blue numerals, black pants. And Southwest in their home blue uniforms, white numerals, and blue helmets. Homecoming week here at Southwest. And if we're still on the air, we'll get you the homecoming court before the end of the evening. But it should be a fun night of high school football here tonight on the Hawk. Don't forget, we've got Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. from Ember's Bakery in downtown McCook. Talk about all the area high school and college athletics. And, again, that's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning over on KICX. We're going to step away for a break and have the anthem. And when we come back, we will get the opening kickoff and get you ready for some high school football and six-man right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
If you're expecting a new addition, addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
For 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
This is Todd Adams, CEO of Adams Bank and Trust, with a reminder about the trust services we offer. Our trust staff is experienced in many fields, from legal, accounting, and tax issues to agriculture, real estate, and insurance. We can assist you with your estate planning and asset management, as well as investment and retirement planning. As you plan for your future success, we're here to help. The Trust Department at Adams Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
The Southwest Nebraska Community Theater Association will be holding auditions for their 2022 spring musical, Little Women. Based on the novel by Louisa May Alcott, Little Women follows the adventures of sisters Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy March. Auditions will be held on Sunday, November 7th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Monday, November 8th and Tuesday, November 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Central Elementary School. Check out Swinkta's Facebook page for more information. Be a part of this musical retelling of an American classic.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Marks Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has provided crop hail insurance to the American farmer since 1893. Their trademark is a quality policy and excellent service, reinforced by financial stability. Farmers Mutual Hail provides a trained field and adjusting staff of more than 500 individuals ready to serve you. Protect your investment by insuring with one of the oldest and most reliable crop hail insurance companies around. Contact the McConville Agency in Indianola, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, today for a free estimate.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show on 103.9 The Hawk. As we get ready for the six-man game between Arthur County and Southwest. It's had the national anthem, introduction of the starters, and some fireworks, Greg Tentley. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, I started to think maybe we were under siege there for a minute. But it should be a great night for football.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So glad to see that here at Southwest. And Rough Riders won and deferred, and they'll be kicking off going left to right. And Swanson back deep to receive for the Wolves as Billiter to kick it off for the Rough Riders. And a little short directional kick over there and picked up at the 10. Turn to the 15, trying to come here near side. 20, look out, 25, 30, look out, 40. And dragged down there about the 38. And that was a good return, saved the touchdown there, but a nice return as Arthur County will start in Rough Rider field side of the field at the 38.
Yeah, Reese Swanson with a great return there for the Wolves. Got him set up in great position down inside Rough Rider territory. Good tackle from behind there. Got a little bit of jersey and was able to get him down. So here we go, first and 15.
Yeah, again, six man. It's first and 15. Toss it back to the tailback. Hit it. Take it down in the backfield. Great job. Meeting there at the tailback was Kelly. And trying to see who that was, 18. That would be Williams. So a great job there defensively by the Rough Riders.
Yeah, Taylor Storer got that pitch back and just had nowhere to go. Defensive penetration into that backfield right away and made a great stop. Second and about 17, now 18.
Yeah, we'll say loss of a couple 3 yards there on that play. Snap back and toss it to the tailback, trying to get to the outside. Rough Riders pushing it and fights to the 40 and taking down about the original line of scrimmage. So pick up a 2 or 3 yards. That'll bring up third and 15 for the Wolves.
Once again, a good pursuit there by Trenton Williams for the Rough Riders. Come in on that side, and also number five there, Derek Kelly, in on that stop to bring him down after basically a gain of about 3 or 4 what they lost before. Brings up third and about 15.
So big third down here for the Rough Rider defense. Spread out three guys to the right side. Snap back. Toss the tailback. Trying to get to the edge. Bottled up and taken down. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth and long. Great job there. Williams coming up from the defensive side of things along with Barber to stop Wolves runner. It'll be fourth and long.
Well, right now you can see it's the Williams show on defense. He's in there in that backfield putting pressure on him all the time. They just can't get a good block on him, and he's made some great tackles there. So going to bring up fourth down. Looks like they're dropped back in punt formation here.
Hannah to line up to punt it away for the Wolves, who had great field position. But bobbled snap, picked up, going to hand it off. And Hannah shanked it.
Oh, hey, straight up.
Yeah, over there, about right at the Rough Rider coaches, 25, 26-yard line. So Southwest will have great field position. So a good start for this defense, giving their offense great field position at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, the snap come back low, and the up back had to take it and give it back to him. But Southwest was playing it safe there, the two guys controlling the line of scrimmage, making sure he didn't take off with that. Shank punt up in the air and come back. So Rough Riders set it up here, first and 15 from their own 26-yard line.
Going into the sun here, heading west. They line it up. Billiter in the shotgun. Receiver split the other side. Split backs in the backfield. Billiter gets a snap. Looks downfield. A quick pass over in the flat. Complete. 30, 35, and knocked out of bounds about the 38-yard line as Williams with that reception. And a nice pickup there, about almost 10 yards there for the Rough Riders.
Boy, if he could keep his feet there, I think he had a chance to go the distance on that one. He just got enough of him over there on the sideline to make him lose his balance out of bounds. Otherwise, I think that could have went to the house on that one.
Good protection up front by the offensive line for Southwest. Biller had plenty of time and a good pocket to throw from. As Kelly's going to split out, now he's going back inside. Second down and 5 from the 37. Snap back and quick handoff at the left side, 40, 39, dragging tacklers, and it's going to get the first down into the Wolves' territory at the 37-yard line, first and 15 for the Rough Riders.
A little action right up the middle there. Cotter with the carry, picked up a nice 5 yards on that. kept driving the feet to pick that first down up. First and 15, Rough Riders now inside of Wolf territory at about the 37-yard line.
Nice start to this game for the Southwest Rough Riders. Yeah, subbing in there for the Wolves, Gorwell going out, and they're sending in Keegan Allen, the junior. Receiver split to either side. They got to like this matchup with Kelly. He's got a big 6'4 frame. He's going down the field. Builder gets the snap. Winds up, throws down the far
side.
He's
got a man.
And it's up, and oh, couldn't quite. He almost outran it. Had to look behind him and just couldn't hold on to it. Hit his shoulder pad. Incomplete. And it'll be second down and 15 for the Rough Riders. But you're right, Greg. He had him there.
Nice defensive step in by the deep back there, Swanson, for the Wolves. He made some great move on the ground and got his hand up there just in time to tip that away. But you get that pass just a little further out and lead him a little bit there. It could have been a big play, but still a good job on first down. We'll go second down here and see what they do on this set.
So the Rough Riders come up to the line of scrimmage.
Everybody wide out to the short side of the field.
Yep, trips to the far side. Builder gets a snap. Looks downfield, pressured in the backfield, and can't get it off. Throws it late. Is that going to count, or is he down? The official says he was down first.
I think he's down.
Yep. So it's going to be a sack. Back to the Rough Rider, 36-yard line. A loss of about 6 or 7 yards there on the sack of Billiter.
You know, and had it not been a sack, he did get it back to the original line of scrimmage, was outside the pocket, so it would have been incomplete. But his body was down part of the leg when that came through, and any part of the leg on the ground, doesn't matter if it's knee or not, you're down by contact. So third and about 20 here.
Yep. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. No score at M&B Bank scoreboard between Southwest and Arthur County.
Both teams taking their shots. They just haven't been able to complete that big play. Late substitution there for the Wolves.
The back judge has his arm in the air, and flags fly, and we're going to have a false start on the Rough Riders.
Yeah, it looked like the wideout over here got a quick jump on the snap there.
So that'll back them up 5. First penalty goes against Southwest.
Well, that's a good third and 25, 26 yards now. Yep. So got to get a chunk of this back if you want to even try on fourth down here.
Twins to the far, one to the near. Builder sends a man in motion. That's Kelly. Snap back. Builder looking downfield. Winds up down the middle of the field. High in the air, and it's up and incomplete. Intended there for Williams, but safety there. Number 6, Swanson. Right there, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth and long for the Rough Riders.
Not sure if maybe we had a little miscommunication on our receivers there. You had two of them within about 5 yards of each other down there. You know, number 18 there, of course, we've called his name all day, Williams, and Springer back there, and one of them must have maybe got a little off on the route there.
So Builder back to punt for Southwest. And that is Swanson back deep for the Wolves. Nice punt.
Good
here
kick.
To your side, yeah. Makes a bounce at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Is it going to die? It does.
Rolls out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
Great kick by Billiter. 40, 45, about 50 yards there on the punt.
50-yard kick, no return, and spot the ball at the 4-yard line.
So it'll be first and 15 for Arthur County, backed up deep on their end of the field. No score here. So both teams... defenses showing up earlier. Southwest did have one first down, but other than that, they were stymied, and Arthur County went nowhere in their first drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here we go, first and 15. Snap back and hand it off. Hit in the middle of the pile, push back, and he's not going to get much. Maybe the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, from the spot, it looks like no gain on the play. Number 5 and number 18 in there on the stop again, and we know their names well already tonight on the defensive side.
Kelly, number 5, and Williams, number 18. Second and 15 for the Wolves.
It's kind of the Williams show there in that middle of that middle linebacker spot.
As Astor stands back, bobbled, gets it, rolls to his right in the end zone, throws it down the field. He's got a man there. It's complete. 20, 30, 35, 40. One man to beat.
30, is he going to get him?
20, 15, 10, 5. Williams dives. Can't get him. Touchdown.
No Arthur flags.
King, 76 yards on a pass play from Storer to Hannah for the first score of the game.
Hit him in stride. Nobody back there. Southwest was pushing that line of scrimmage with a 3-3 set and didn't have a deep back there to cover that and just got beat. Good route, good throw. Try the extra point here. Of course, the kick is worth 2 in 6-man, not 1, so we'll see how this goes.
They did a very good job on Thursday
Snaps
of making
down,
them.
Kick is up, and it's good.
So that touchdown and two-point conversion makes it 8-0 Arthur County over Southwest with 5:30 to go in quarter number one. Take a break. Come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Barley, Nebraska for our game of the week here on The Hawk as the Arthur County Wolves strike first on a store to Hannah, 76-yard touchdown pass. The extra point kick was good. And with 5:30 to go in the first quarter, it's the Wolves 8 and the Rough Riders nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We talked about Greg hit Hannah in stride, and he got behind the defense, and it was off to the races, and he outraced everybody. A big play there for the Wolves.
Yeah, you knew there was going to be a big play sooner or later with either one of these teams. They were just going to have to step up and see what they can come back with here. Great kickoff.
Yep, high end of Ren taken at the 5, return to the 10. 15, Williams trying to get to 20 and wrapped up there about the 21-yard line. And that's where Southwest will take over, first and 15.
You know, now's where you got to come back and answer the call here. You got to step up, answer the bell, see if you can get this score here. Long drive here, eat up some clock, yep. And get your score here would be beneficial for Southwest. If you're Arthur County, you do what you've been doing on defense.
Yep.
You know, they've had a couple long pass plays that were just a little long, so we'll see what they come out with here on the opening drive.
Southwest splits three guys over there. That's Williams, Kelly, and also Cutter, Builder in the shotgun. It's a snap. Quick pass over in the flat low, and it's going to be incomplete. Yep, incomplete pass, and it'll bring up second and long for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, just kind of underthrew that, didn't get behind it much. Luckily for him, it was incomplete. Yeah. Otherwise, he was down right there at the point of catch.
Second and 15, excuse me, from the 22 for the Southwest Rough Riders.
You know, with six, man, we got to get used to that 15 yards and the 2 points on the kick, the right. One for running it in. But people who have listened or been around Nebraska long enough know that six-man stuff.
Twins to the far side, one to the near. Biller gets a snap, looks downfield. Couple blocks, pressure from the backside, throws it late, incomplete. And it'll bring up third down and long for the Rough Riders. As a reminder, everybody's eligible in six-man, trying to get his lineman there, but couldn't get it. Nice pressure there by Arthur County, forces the pass. Incomplete, it'll be third and long.
Yeah, there is no ineligible receiver downfield in six-man. Everybody's eligible. As soon as that center gets at least a yard downfield from the snap, then he's open for anything. And he tried to dump it off to him there, which they had some room if he'd have made the pass complete there. So third down and 15.
The Rough Riders get situated here. Again, trips to the far side. Snap back, toss it back. Quick pass right back to Williams at the 25. Hit at the 30 and taken down there. Good, sure, open field tackle by Rutt. Limits the gain to about 8 or 9. That's well short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 7 for the Rough Riders.
Well, they had Rutt and they also had Gorwell basically standing at the first down marker and just moved up on the play to make that tackle to keep him short of the first down. Bring up 4th down about 6 or 7 and back into punt formation for Southwest.
Builder to try to punt it away. Swanson back to receive the punt for Arthur County. Builder had a nice boot and a nice one there. Left side of the field, 20, 15, 10. And it's going to go down to about the 6-yard line. Another great punt by Builder flipping the field. And Arthur County will have it 1st and 15 from their 6.
Yeah, they snapped that from basically the 30-yard line. So you're talking 10, 20, 30, a little over 40-yard punt again. So he's got a good average going on those right now and doing a good job of keeping it away from that potent running back there that can take it to the house. So here we go again. Southwest deep in their own end. We'll see what happens out of this. Arthur County deep in their own end. Southwest set up in that tight 3-3 defense again.
8-0 advantage for Arthur County. They have it 1st and 15 from the 6. Storer is going going to get the stamp and going to toss his tail back, trying to get around the edge. 10, 50, look out, 20, 25, there's a flag.
Yeah, they're going to get a block in the back.
It'll be
there.
A touchdown, but it's going to be all for naught. A flag about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious block in the back over there. He had him pushing him all the way out of bounds.
That was Gorwell with a nice run, but fortunately for Arthur County, not going to happen, and it's going to be a push in the back, as Greg called, on Arthur County. So a costly penalty there takes a touchdown off the scoreboard.
And that'll return it to half the distance to the goal. So you're back to the 5 now. And
yeah.
Repeat first down on that. But, yeah, it was one of those blocks. Probably didn't need to be made because I think he was by it anyway. But costly block in the back call there. So brings up a first and basically 16 now.
Yeah, spotted right at the 5. So a couple big plays here by this Arthur County offense. One counted, one did not.
Yeah, I think they got the left side there, Delator from Arthur County. He was the one with the block in the back there.
Store in the shotgun. And get it back to him. He's going to look downfield. Quick pass over here in the flat. It's up and tipped.
Great defense.
That was number 20 getting a hand on it. That's Jacob Barber. Beautiful position. Knocked it incomplete. It'll bring up second and long for the Wolves.
Yeah, really good defense there. Just reached up, batted away. Didn't give the receiver a chance. Nice job there by that young man.
Husker volleyball going on tonight. 15-11, Huskers in the first set over Arizona State. Keep you updated on that. Also, Bison game will update you as well. Second and long here for the Wolves. Toss it back to Storr. He's going to try to take off and run. Cuts up to the left side. Carrying tackles, but push back. Only gets a couple 3 yards on the carry, and it'll bring up third down and long for Arthur County.
Once again, you've got Turley in on that tackle along with Williams.
So big
Turley had him wrapped up really well there from his nose guard position.
It's a big third down here for this Rough Rider defense. Gotta get out the field.
Get a stop here, and you might get really decent field position. The last punt that Arthur County had didn't do much, so we'll have to see what happens here with a third and about 13.
Gorwell's checked back in the lineup. He had that big run a few moments ago that was negated by the penalty. Snap back. Over to Storr. Looks downfield. Looking and rolls to his left. Going to try to take off and run and hit and taken out of bounds. Not much room there. Maybe a yard or two, and that's it.
Barber come up from that back spot, and number 5 there, Derek Kelly, helped him on that stop. Bring up fourth down and about 10 to go.
So the Wolves will look to punt it away here. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, 8-0. Arthur County leads over Southwest on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Williams back to receive here for the Rough Rider, standing at his 40-yard line. Snap back, and there's a much better punt. It's at the 30, but takes a Rough Rider bounce back to about the 31-yard line of Arthur County. So Southwest will get great field position here for this drive.
Yeah, only amounts to about a 20-yard punt there on that. Got it up in the air this time, but it just died and took that roll back. So
a golden opportunity here for Southwest to try to tie it up here with a touchdown just outside the 30 of Arthur County.
You know, they've had their chances. They just out of the fingertips a few times on some pass plays there. So they're going to complete one of those here and see what they can do with it. But a little late getting the play in here. May end up with a timeout here the way this is going. Yeah, going to have to. Timeout Southwest there.
All right. So timeout on the field by the Rough Riders. They trail here to Arthur County with 2:42 to go in the quarter. 8-0, the Wolves over the Rough Riders. Back after this quick break on 103.9, the Hawk.
Upgrade your laundry room style and function with a Whirlpool large capacity front load laundry pair from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Clean regular size loads fast with a quick wash cycle and get on with your day. In the dryer, the Wrinkle Shield option helps keep wrinkles from setting in when you can unload right away. Add modern style to your home at the right price with a Whirlpool energy efficient washer and dryer from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Just 10 money save a mile east of McCook.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here at Southwest High School. 2:42 to go in quarter number one. Arthur County 8, Southwest nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Out of the timeout, the Rough Riders have a first and 15 from just outside the Arthur County 30-yard line. Coach Arterburn called the timeout there. A little confusion there. Want to get a good play going here. Twins to the far, one to the near. Builder gets a snap. And pressure, throws it late, and it's complete. 30, 25, and down to about the 23-yard line. And, oh, holding his knee there.
Oh, that's not good.
Boy, yeah, just writhing. Oh, goodness. And trying to see who that was. I think that was Turley, wasn't it?
I think it is, but I'm not for sure. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I believe that's number 24. You hate to see that anytime. It just didn't look good at all. So.
No, he immediately went down and grabbed
it. Well, hope
it.
It's just a little twist or pull that causes you some pain right off the spot or maybe a helmet into the knee a little bit. Yeah. But let's hope that young man's all right.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and step away for an injury timeout, and we'll be back here on 103.9 The Hawk.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicated. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Builder gets a snap. Quick pass over in the flat. Too far. Incomplete. And it'll be a third down at about 9 or 10 here for the Rough Riders. Good to see Turley taken off there. But, it looks like he's trying to walk it off over there on the sideline. So maybe not as serious as we thought, and we hope and pray that that's right.
Let's hope he can walk that off. Maybe he just got a little stinger from a helmet there or something. But you hate to see anytime somebody goes off holding a knee like that. But hopefully he can get back in there.
So an incomplete pass. Greg brings up a third and long here for the Rough Riders. They had great field position to 30, but have only got about 5 or 6 yards here on two plays.
Yeah, they're going to spread them out here and set it up wide both sides.
Williams and Kelly split out. Miller gets a snap. Long pass down the far side. It's up and incomplete. Just a little bit behind Williams there. And good coverage there by number 20, Hannah. And it falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down and long for the Rough Riders.
Well, the way the punting game's been going for the Rough Riders, they ought to be able to pin them deep here again and maybe get it. Or they may go for it here deep down there. You know, your 25-yard line, you're kind of no man's land. You just as well go for it here.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those spots where you're not going to gain much if you punt it, so you might as well try to go for it here. So big fourth down here for the Rough Rider offense. 2:08 to go in the quarter, down 8-0 to Arthur County.
If you had a good field goal kicker, you could pick up 4 points here.
That's right. It's four for field goals. I didn't remember to look at that. So they're going to go for it. Builder. Snap. A quick pass over here to Kelly. He's going to throw it down the field. Got
wide
it in there. It's caught.
Got
touchdown, it. Touchdown, Rough Riders. Completion there from Kelly to Barber.
Ran the old backwards pass from the quarterback to the wideout. Wideout just found him wide open down the field. They bit on that first pass, and the D-back just couldn't cover ground fast enough. Great throw and catch there. 8-6 now with 2:02 to go in the first quarter, and the Rough Riders going to go for two or the single point run here.
I think they're going to see. Having some
late. They couldn't find their kicking team.
Oh, yeah, but they do get it out there, so they're going to have to hustle as Builder's going to hold.
10-second clock's in order.
Excuse me, Builder's going to kick. Williams is going to hold. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. It might be good. And
it
is good.
We got a tie ball game.
Tied game here at 8 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. 2:02 to go in quarter number one. We'll take a break. Come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
M&B, there is a difference.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with M&B Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MMB Bank, There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 1039 The Hawk.
Back to Southwest High School as the Rough Riders get on the scoreboard on a Kelly to Barber. Touchdown pass, 26 yards on fourth down. Great play on a double pass. The extra point kick was good. And with 2:02 to go in the first quarter, Southwest 8 and Arthur County 8 as well.
Yeah, whoever drew up that play did a nice job. A little backwards pass and then hit the guy downfield. Good job. Here's the kickoff. Little squib kick.
Yep, and Arthur County falls on it. It's great if you get that, but otherwise, if you don't.
You set them up pretty well.
Yeah. And Arthur County falls on it at their own 37, 38-yard line.
Yeah, Tucker Rutworth, that recovery for the Wolves. A couple of scores around the area right now. Cambridge and Axtell tied at 6 in the first quarter. One other score interest in the area for folks. Ravenna, 8. Highline, 6. That's in the second quarter.
Again, here we're tied at 8. Beautiful evening for high school football, just a little breeze. Great crowd on hand here, Southwest fans across the way, Arthur County here. Snap back, looking downfield, winds up. He's got a man there, and it's caught, the 20, 15, and down to the 13-yard line. Beautiful route run there and catch by number 42. That was Kane Delader with that reception.
Yeah, 6'1" senior for the Wolves. You expect that senior to get involved quite a bit. Got that first and goal now from about the 13-yard line. I know that sounds weird to folks out there, first and goal from the 13, but it is 6, man.
Yep, it is. Already 100 yards through the air for Arthur County. So, yep, Greg has it at the 13, first and goal. They look to the sideline for the play call, and then they look to their wrists. They got all the plays on their wristbands. No huddle. And snap back, and toss it to tailback. Gorwell trying to get the edge, gets a block. Look out, 10, 5, he's in there. Touchdown, Arthur County, great blocking on the edge. And the Wolves strike back with the Gorwell, a 13-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, they had that block well on the outside. There wasn't going to be anybody get through there. And once you seal that corner and he doesn't control that outside lane, that's wide open, especially in six-man. So line up for the two-point kick here.
So they will line up for the two-point conversion. Hannah, kick is on the way. And it looks like it's good.
It's good.
And it is good. 16-8. Arthur County strikes back and now leads Southwest with 1:15 to go in quarter number one. Take a break. Back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back to Southwest High School as the Arthur County Wolves strike back on a Gorwell 13-yard run, capping a two-play, 42-yard drive. Two-point conversion's good. And the Wolves lead 16-8 over Southwest. Kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. And the Rough Riders will start at their own 15 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter of play. So Arthur County comes back with a nice drive, and they now have the lead, Greg, here over the Rough Riders.
Yeah, a big answer there. They didn't take any time at all to get it down the field. Big pass play, and then that sweep to the right and into the end zone. So we'll see how the hometown here, Southwest Rough Riders, respond to that quick score by the Arthur County Wolves.
Husker volleyball update. The Huskers win set one over Arizona State, 25-20. Snap back. Builder looks downfield. A pass over in the flat to Kelly. He's caught. 20. Trying to move upfield. 25. 30. And gets up to the 32, 33-yard line. That should be enough for a Rough Rider first down.
Great run there and got into the open field. Just kept the feet moving. Enough to pick up the first down there. About a 16, 17-yard gain. First and 15 from the 32. So score out of Cozad with that Cozad-Ogallala match. Cozad's up 14-0 early first half.
Kelly's a big target. They like that matchup here on the edge for this Rough Rider offense. He picks up a big gain there. First and 15 for the Rough Riders at the 31. Builder gets a snap. Rolls to his right. Pressured. Looks downfield. Kelly to his knees. And I think he held on to it.
Yep, he got the catch. That was a nice job there.
A little short on the pass as he was pressured, but come up with the catch at the 38. Pick up a 5 or 6 yards there. It'll be second and about 8 or 9 for the Rough Riders.
That's all you want to do. You pick up a good chunk of 6, 7 yards there and keep moving the ball, move the sticks, and ball control is going to be the name of the game here, I think, for Southwest. And we're going to come to the end of the first quarter here.
Yep.
Let it count down, and both teams go to the bench, get some water, and take a little break.
Again, after one quarter of play, our score, Arthur County 16 and Southwest 8 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to high school football on 103.9
On the field.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicate it. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
And sacked in the backfield to start the second quarter is Billiter. It's 16-8 Rough Riders, but a big-time stop there by the Wolves defense. Billiter sacked back at his own 32-yard line. I'll bring up a third and 13 for the Rough Riders. Again, 16-8 is our score. Arthur County on top.
McCook Waverly scoreless second quarter.
Game over on KICX. Big third down here for the Rough Rider offense. Now going right to left. Sun is pretty well set in the west. Builder gets a snap and a quick pass over here caught by Williams at the 30, 35, 40, 37, 38-yard line. Going to be 3 or 4 yards short, but a nice gain there by Williams on the pass from Billiter.
I almost think he's just going to line up and go for this. You got a fourth and about four, you know, long 4 yards, and you're across midfield. It's kind of that either-or territory here, but I got a feeling knowing Coach Otterburn, he's probably going to go for this.
Fourth and we'll call it about three and a half maybe. So big play here for the Rough Rider offense. Trips to the right side. Builder in the shotgun. See if they're going to call a timeout. Kind of looking over the Wolves defense, and I think Arterburn's going to burn another timeout. So that's his second out of the half. Again, just underway here in the second quarter, 8:40 remaining. 16-8 Arthur County on top of Southwest. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: McConville Agency, Adams Bank and Trust, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Lords, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Runza, Southwest Public Power, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Reminder, more high school football next week. We head over to Benkelman as DCS will host Highline. That's a little later game, about 7:30 for the kickoff, 7:10 for the pregame show here on the Hawk. And the next week, I'm looking forward to this one, Greg.
Yeah, Arapahoe
and DCS.
You betcha. That's going to be a good matchup. Looking forward to that. That'll be a great game over there. Little shocker here. Axtell 14, Cambridge 6.
Oh.
Still in the first quarter.
Okay. Tough one there for the Trojans. Hopefully get a Hitchcock County Franklin update on that game down at Franklin, as well as some other scores from around the area. Big fourth down here for the Rough Riders. Line up like they're going to try to go for it. Let's see what they do. Hard count. Quick pass over here. It's complete. Williams hit. Fights forward, but pushed back. I don't think he got it, Greg. He's about a half a yard short.
He's going to be short.
Maybe a yard almost.
Yep.
Williams, good effort there, but couldn't quite get it. Great tackle there by Hannah leading the charge, and the Rough Riders turn it over on downs.
Just couldn't get a block out there to get him open for that extra yard. So good effort. They tried hard there with his feet to try and get that extra, but just couldn't do it. So here we go, first and 15 for Arthur County, and leading the game here 16-8.
They take over, toss back to the tailback. Gorwell get a block at the edge, but he runs out of room, stepped out of bounds. Otherwise, he was off to the races again. He picks up 3 or 4 yards there, and it'll bring up a second down and 12 for the Wolves.
Boy, there was a great block out here by number 32 on the outside. He just pancaked a kid out here to make the corner turn.
Spotted at the 38-yard line. Second 12 or 13 here for the Arthur County Wolves.
You know, Arthur County's got some size, that's for sure.
They do. Storer in the shotgun, of course. And a snap back. Looks downfield. Going to try to pass it this time. Got a man over there. It's caught. 25-20. 15-10-5. He's gone. Touchdown, Wolves. Able to beat the defender in a great grab there by number 7, Tucker Rutt, for the Arthur County Wolves touchdown.
Yeah, number 20 was with him and just couldn't hang with him at the right time. And perfect pass. Hit him right in stride. Got to give the credit there to the quarterback. He made a heck of a throw on that play.
So a nice pass play there gives the Wolves another touchdown
snap
on the scoreboard.
Back, kicks on its way, and I believe it's good again.
It is a good. 24-8. Arthur County leads over Southwest on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
8:20 to go, second quarter here at Southwest in Bartley. A beautiful night, and we'll take a break.
Be right back on 103.9 The Hawk.
Did you know Adams Bank and Trust is a member of the IntraFi Network? This is Carrie Anderson, Senior Vice President of Retail Banking. The IntraFi Network can give you peace of mind regarding your money's FDIC coverage. With an IntraFi account, you work with a bank you know and trust, all while the network provides you multi-million dollar FDIC coverage. Let's connect to see if an IntraFi account is right for you. Adams Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Bartley. Beautiful evening for high school football homecoming night here for the Rough Riders, but the Wolves are making it tough here against Southwest. A nice pass play from Storer to Rutt, covering 42 yards. Extra point kick was good, and with 8:19 to go in the half, 24-8, Arthur County leads over Southwest. Crucial possession here for Southwest.
Absolutely. They got to get some points on the board here, get an answer to this, so we'll see how it goes. And here's a kick.
And hits the ground and bounces around. Picked up at the 5, the 10, 15. Hurdles a tackler, 20. And out to about the 23-yard line goes Williams. And it'll be first and 15 for Southwest.
Scores of interest here. Overton 15, Elm Creek 6. That's in the first quarter. 14-6, Axtell over Cambridge. Try to keep some people updated on some of those scores as we get them. Still no score on the Hitchcock County game.
Waverly and McCook, I think we're 0-0 in the first quarter of that one. So, and here we go. Big possession for Southwest. Got to get some points here in this drive.
Got to keep the defensive guys, get them some rest here. I know most of these guys play both ways, but you need to keep that offense on the field here for a little while.
Builder gets a snap, rolls to his left. Pressure and hit from the backside. Able to get it complete to Williams, 25. Hit and taken down.
Wow, what a tackle.
Gorwell with a big-time hit. After a pickup of 3 or 4 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 11 for the Rough Riders.
Good, clean tackle, but he laid the wood on that shot there. That's going to be one of those you feel in the morning.
And the Rough Riders have it at the 29-yard line, second down, and we'll call it about 10 or 11. So Rough Riders, pretty decent gain on that play. And line up trips here near side. Builder gets a snap. Tosses it back to tailback. Throws it down the field. Builder's wide open. And it's caught the 25. He had to wait for it. 20, 15, 10. Barber, 5. Touchdown, Rough Riders. Builder to Barber with a touchdown pass from 51 yards out.
He was wide open. There was nobody around him. He just threw that to get it to him, and he made a couple of nice moves, got in the open, and took it to the house.
So that was a great pass play. And they will line up for the two-point kick. Big-time answer there for Southwest offense.
Absolutely. They had to have that.
Ball's down. Kick is on the way, and it is wide left, I believe. No, it cut through.
Got it just inside.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I thought it was wide left too, Mark, from our angle here, but just got through the left side. So great answer there. Got that back to 24-16, and now you're back in the ball game. You got some confidence. You got your heads on, and now you're thinking, we're in this. Let's get it rolling.
Yep, exactly. 7:20 to go here in the first half. Again, that builder to Barber, 51-yard pass for the touchdown for Southwest. Again, makes it a one-score game.
You know, you look at six-man traditionally, you think, okay, they're going to run this here, run this there.
Right.
Man, they've opened up the passing game tonight.
Yep, they sure have indeed. Our Frienders doing a nice job here.
Well, I'll tell you, for a six-man game, you can just see how the towns turn out for these. Oh. Arthur County traveled a long ways. They got a great fan base over here on our side. And looking across, I mean, the track's lined up all the way down through. The stands are fairly full for Southwest. And you love to see that town support for these small schools. And if you haven't got out and watched a six-man game yet, you need to do it.
You do indeed. So here we go. Kickoff for Southwest. We'll see if they pooch kick it or scoop kick it or go deep. Billiter lines up to kick it from the 30. And straight down the field.
Line drive.
And into the end zone for a touchback. Arthur County will start at their own 15-yard line. Now the Rough Rider defense needs to come up with a stop here. Keep that momentum on their side of the field.
Well, that's a plus. You get that good kickoff. You don't have to worry about a return of any type. You keep them at their 15 to start. And now you set up, and if you're Coach Harderburn, do you change your defense up a little bit with those pass plays that have been getting to you, or do you just come out in your standard 3-3 set and play what you have been? Looks like we're going to go a little different set on defense, like a 2-4 set.
Yeah, here. Snap back, store, can run a little option, keeps it, cuts up field, 20, 25, taken down right there, 25, but a nice 10-yard pickup there by Storer.
You know, the one thing we've seen so far through a quarter and, you know, three minutes of this one is ball control. Nobody's turning that thing over, and that's a plus here for both teams so far in this game.
And I just thought this, Greg. It's been a clean game. Heck, we had that one false start, but other than that, I haven't seen one false start
and the one block in the back on that
long run. Yeah, true. Yeah, forgot about that. Yep, that was a big penalty. Second short here for the Wolves. Toss it back to the tailback. Trying to get to the edge. Cuts up field 30. And taken down there.
It'll be just short, I think.
Yeah, 29 maybe.
Yeah, got to get to the 30 to the yard marker for the first down. So about a ball length short, maybe a half a yard short of the first down.
Keenan Allen and with that carry. So, yeah, third and very short here for the Wolves.
You know, and here's the one thing about it. Six-man, you can't do a quarterback sneak. You got to have a handoff or some type of toss to advance the ball. So makes it a little harder to pick up that first down.
And hand off to the fullback. Fights forward. Maybe just got it.
Yep.
Hit the 30, and the ball was just across the 30. That should be enough. And the officials say yes. Move those chains.
Yep. Keegan Allen on that carry. Good-sized young man there making that carry for the Arthur County Wolves. The old fullback trap just to pick up that yard and that first down.
6 minutes to go in the half. 24-16 Arthur County over Southwest. Store in the shotgun and get it back to him. And he tosses it a little. Is that an incomplete
pass?
That's
an incomplete pass.
It's a shovel pass there. Boy, if they don't get a hand on that, I think Mr. Gorwell was off to the races.
Yeah, he had a pretty good opening over here, but pitch was just a little bit behind him, and he couldn't quite get the hand. I should say the forward lateral.
Yeah.
Couldn't get his hand on it. So incomplete pass, second and 15 now.
Good catch by the officials there. It wasn't a fumble. It was a forward pass, so that's incomplete. Second and 15 from the 31.
That fools a lot of people.
It does. Fake the toss, looking downfield. Pass the flat, complete. 35, knocked out of bounds there. Short pickup about 5 there to number 7, Rutt.
Yeah, just one of those little quick outs, get you a little more space and, you know, try to make you a manageable third down, but you still got third and 10 here, so get a stop here and you're right back in this.
Big third down here for this Rough Rider defense. Third and 10 from the 35 for Arthur County. Snapback Store gets his tailback. Allen trying to get the edge. Cuts up field and hit and taken down. Nice defense there by Kelly leading the charge along with number seven, Hammond.
Yeah, carried by Garwell there. He just couldn't get to the outside, make the corner. Good pursuit by the Rough Riders there on that play. Brings up a fourth down and long.
Fourth and eight or nine here for Arthur County. Ball spotted at the 37. They might let the clock run down.
I think he's going to let it run down and probably take a timeout. I don't think you have any inkling but punting here.
I mean, well, we could be wrong. They're lining up like they're going to go for it. Maybe a hard count. Let's see. Store in the shotgun. Maybe a punt. Snap back. Fake it. They're going to go for it. Store all kinds of time. Looking. They're going to throw it deep and way over the intended receiver. Yeah, incomplete. Had all kinds of time there, but couldn't find anybody. And the Rough Riders secondary, great coverage downfield, incomplete pass. They'll take over on downs.
I'm a little surprised at that, where you kind of got stopped there. You got a fourth and long, and you're in your own territory. And we're talking quite a change of possession there, and momentum's kind of swinging towards the Rough Riders' way right now.
It is indeed at the Arthur County 36-yard line is where Southwest takes over, first and 15. So you gamble, and sometimes you win them, and you look like a genius, and if you don't make it, then things not so well.
Yeah, your fan base tends to second-guess you when that happens.
So first and 15, see if the Rough Riders can take advantage. Snap back. Builder looks downfield. Pass over to flat, and going up. Williams couldn't quite hold on to it. Incomplete. And it'll bring up a second and 15. Good coverage there by Rutt for the Wolves.
Like we're still 0-0 in the Waverly-McCook game, late second quarter.
Defensive battle over in Waverly. As Builder gets a play from Coach Arterburn's sideline. Now, Coach Arterburn's kind of under the weather this week, and I talked to him before the game. His voice still sounded very raspy, but he said he was feeling better finally. So
well, that's a good thing there.
So. There's a lot of crud going around, I know, all over the place. So.
Yep, Axel 14, Cambridge 12, second quarter.
Twins to the far, one to the near. Builder gets a snap. Looks downfield, pressure from the backside, and eludes pressure. Throws it late and incomplete. Oh. He had a guy there, couldn't quite get it to him. Intended for a cutter. And took a shot over there, but incomplete. It brings up third and 15. Good coverage downfield there by Arthur County's defense.
Boy, he completes that. There was some room there for Mr. Williams to run, but a lot of pressure.
So big third down here.
So Coach Arterburn kind of getting after Mr. Miller out there. He thought maybe there was a little roughing at the end of that play, but I thought it was pretty well timed, really.
Trips to the near side here. Big third down for Southwest. Snap back. Toss it to Builder. Looks downfield. Winds up. Throws it over on the flat. Complete.
Wide open.
30. 25. 20. Gets a block by Kelly. Down about the 17-yard line. And a big pickup on the third down pass for the Southwest Rough Riders by Trenton Williams.
Boy, was that a block out there in the open field. What a block.
That 18-yard pickup there for Williams. And he said a great block down the field. Sprung Williams, and he used the speed to get to the edge and pick up a first down.
Yeah, it was not a blindside block or anything. It was just a good open hands out.
Yep.
Made the block and sprung him.
Pelikowski coming off the field limping a little bit here for Arthur County.
Yeah, he's the young man who took the brunt of that block. So.
Spotted at about the 17 of Arthur County. First and 15 for the Rough Riders. 4:35 to go in the half, trailing by 8. 24-16 is our score. Snap back, fumbled it, and able to pick it up. Builder just passed it, incomplete. And it might be a flag.
That's going to be a roughing call.
Yep. And on Arthur County. So Arthur County coach is not liking it, but they call a roughing the passer on Arthur County.
I think that's probably a pretty good call. He made contact awful high on the quarterback.
Yep. And is that an automatic first down, Mr. Greg?
Roughing is a first down, automatic. Okay. Any of the roughing penalties carry a 15-yard automatic first down, or in this case, half the distance to the goal.
So spotted at the 9-yard line, first and goal, Southwest. After the penalty is marked off, and we are ready to go. Receiver split to either side for Southwest. Kelly and Williams up front, and they get it back to Builder. Pass over in the flat, complete to Kelly. At the 10, to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Rough Riders. Kelly with a nice pass from Billiter. Takes it in for the Rough Rider touchdown, and it's now 24-22.
Big comeback by the Rough Riders here. Took advantage of that missed fourth down opportunity. And, you know, you don't make that fourth down. That's basically a turnover. You're right in your own end. So it may not go as a turnover in the books, but that's definitely a turnover when you consider where you were on the field. So PAT coming.
Try a two-point conversion. Ball is down. It's blocked.
Blocked it.
So our score remains Arthur County 24 and Southwest 22 on the M&B Bank scoreboard with 4:23 to go in the first half of play. We'll take a break, come back to the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at decaturhealth.org.
Mark and Greg back here at Southwest High School as Rough Riders get a big drive, and they get a touchdown on a builder to Kelly. 11-yard pass, extra point was no good. And with 4:23 to go in the half, our score, Arthur County 24, Southwest 22. Four plays, 36 yards on that drive for Southwest, aided by a roughing the passer penalty on the Wolves. High end over a kick, and that's deep. That's going to go in the end zone for a touchback.
Nice kick.
So Arthur County will have it at their own 15.
Great kick there. Got them back their own 15 again.
Got to love the momentum here by Southwest here. Answering after Arthur County went up by a couple scores, Greg, you kind of felt like Southwest didn't do something, they could be in trouble. But, boy, they answered the call, and they're right back in this ball game. It's just a two-point game.
Absolutely.
Storer lines up in the shotgun for Arthur County. Snap back, get it to Storer. He's going to try to run it, hit in the backfield and taken down. Leading the charge there was number 10, Cutter. A loss of four on the play. It'll be second and 19 for the Wolves.
Number 7, Hammond in there. Gage Hammond also in on that stop.
Nice job there by the Rough Rider defense. Big time play there. Under four to go here in the first half of play. Got a half moon up in the air. Looks beautiful. Down to the south. They ain't a rental option. Pitch it to Gorwell. Trying to get to the edge. Hit and taken down. No gain on the play. Big stick over there by number 7, Hammond, and also Billiter, I believe.
Yep. So, yep.
Great job there stretching it out and getting a big time hit.
Great job by the defense. Good pursuit. Shot the gaps and made that tackle. So.
Huge third down here. Boy, Southwest gets it back. Greg, they've got plenty of time with a little over 3 minutes to go in the half.
Absolutely. Get a big stop here. Third and about 18.
As they line it up here, receivers to either side.
Looks like Southwest or Arthur County a little confused there with their setup.
Yeah, and toss it back to Storer. Pressure in the backfield, in the end zone, actually. And it's taken down, loses it.
Loses the
ball.
It's
a fumble. But it's down, they say, at the 4-yard line, a loss of 7 or 8. And Arthur County backed up deep. It'll be fourth and long. No chance they'll go for it here. So the Rough Rider defense gets another big stop.
Huge play there by the defense. He pursued hard, got him from the backside, and the knee was down just before the ball come out. So we got a huge, huge turn of events here. And Mr. Moe is definitely on the side of the home team right now in the Rough Riders.
Williams standing at the 40-yard line. That's number 2, Carter Storer, to punt it away. And end over here near side and bounces the 40. Oh, nice bounce,
roll.
30. Down to about the 27-yard line. Williams didn't come up and get it. But still good field position. Plenty of time left. 2:19 to go in the first half of play.
2:19, you got a timeout left. You got plenty of time to make something happen here.
Spot at the about the 27-yard line for Southwest, trailing by 2 here to Arthur County, 24-22 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. So Coach Arterburn sends in the play from the sideline. Did a nice job in their last couple possessions with some big-time pass plays.
We'll see if he's a little more conservative here or not, but good field position, so I doubt it.
To the far, one to the near. Builder gets a snap. A quick pass over in the flat. Complete to Williams. Gets the block at the edge. 30. barrels forward for three or four more yards.
That's a great gain there. Short pass play turns into basically a run if you're playing eight-man or 11-man there to pick up a good gain of 5 or 6 yards on that first down play.
Yep, give them a good six there. Second down and nine for the Rough Riders.
Coming down to a minute 50 now.
Yep, time ticking down here. Southwest got to pick the pace just a little bit. They do have one timeout remaining. But Coach Arburn loved to save that as long as he possibly can. Time continues to run. Minute 35 to go. Receiver split to either side. Get it to the up back. Toss it back to Billiter. Pressure in the pocket. Gets it right back, but incomplete. Wanted to get back to Williams, but big-time pressure there by Arthur Counties. That was Vinton leading the charge there. It'll be incomplete pass, third and long for Southwest.
Minute 29 to go here. If you're Arthur County, you're thinking we got to get a stop. We got two timeouts. You know, maybe we can make this work and bring it back and get another score on the board before the end of the first half.
It's a big third down here for the Rough Riders.
If you're a Rough Riders, you want to get close enough where if you decide to go for it, it's manageable.
Receiver split to either side here for the Rough Riders. Snap back to Williams. Gets it to Billiter. Looks downfield. All kinds of time. Throws it down the middle field. Double coverage. And it's intercepted. Read beautifully there by the safety. I think that was Reese Swanson coming up with the pick for Arthur County.
Well, you know, given the state of affairs, you had a third and long. It kind of works out like a punt.
I just was thinking the same thing, Greg. Yep.
You know, it pins them down at their own 8-yard line with a minute 20 to go. So, you know, I'm not sure that that's the worst thing that could have happened to you, but it sure been nice to hang on to the ball and run some more clock off.
So Arthur County takes over first and 15 from their 8, up by 2 here in this first half of play.
Ravenna has come back to lead Highline now 30-6 at halftime.
Well, toss. No, fake. Going down the middle of the field and just over the intended receiver. Intended there for number 20. Hannah, but good coverage over there by Billiter.
Houston Billiter on the coverage for the Rough Riders.
Second down and 15 for Arthur County.
Well, you stop the clock. And,
yeah.
You know, if I got a timeout there for Southwest, I get them stopped on third down, I might call that timeout and get a chance to get the ball back.
And Arthur County is going to take a timeout of their own. The timeout on the field with a minute 14 to go in the half. Arthur County cling to a two-point lead over the Southwest Rough Riders 24-22. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Marks Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Southwest High School here. So Arthur County has it out of the timeout. Second and 15, up by 2. Store, a quick pass in the flat. Incomplete. Good coverage over here. Intended for Rhett. Falls to turf. Incomplete. And it'll bring up a third down and long for Arthur County.
At the half, Waverly 7, McCook nothing.
So Waverly scored late in the quarter. It's 7-0 Waverly at halftime.
Over McCook.
As the Arthur County Wolves get the play from the sideline, third and 15. Big stop here for Southwest.
Greg, yeah, a minute 10 to go. If they can get the stop here, call a timeout, and get the ball back.
Storer gets the snap, and I toss it to Gorwell, trying to get to the edge, get a block. Pushed outside, and did he go out of bounds even?
Yeah, he did.
Stop the clock at the 15-yard line and pick up 5 or 6, but not enough for a first down. Stop the clock with a minute 2 to go in the first half. So
well,
a break there for Southwest.
That's absolutely what you did not want to do if you're on offense. You want to keep that clock running force them to take that timeout. But, boy, you're deep in your own end. That's a huge favor for Southwest now.
So that's Carter Storer going to go back to punt it for the second time here tonight. Nobody back deep for Southwest. They're watching for a fake. And did Arterburn use the timeout? Southwest did. Boy, hate to see them use it there, but wanted to make sure, I guess, they were lined up and had guys in the right spot.
He only had five people there.
Well, that's a good reason to call a timeout, I guess. So good call there by Coach. And, again, a minute two to go in the half. Arthur County 24, Southwest 22 here on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
Update from Cozad, big one over there, Cozad and Ogallala. Cozad is just blowing them out, 34 to nothing at the half.
Ooh,
that's a surprise to me.
Husker volleyball update in the second set, Arizona State 22, Nebraska 21.
So going to be tight matches. I mean, that match the other night with Creighton was a classic for the years.
Yeah, there's been lots of upsets. So every game is you don't know who's going to win. A lot of parity in college volleyball. Big play here, fourth and long. Arthur County lining up, get to Storer. And he is going to boot it. But my boy, nice high end over end. Nobody back deep. 25, 20, 15, 10. And rolls down to about the 6 or 7 yard line. Flipping the field for Arthur County is number two, Carter Storer.
Well, I think now if you're Southwest, you go into the half down two and enjoy it. And don't make any mistakes here and get into the half down two and regroup, come out, and you're right in the middle of this ball game.
We talked about the importance of special teams before the game, and we've seen both sides with some great punts and flipping the field here in this ball game.
Absolutely. The punters have done a good job. Other than that first punt from Arthur County, they've done an outstanding job. So special teams overall has been very good.
First and 15 here for the Rough Riders. Ball at their 8-yard line. Snap back, and it's going to run it over their right side. And Williams fights forward for 3 or 4 yards. As Rhett with the tackle there for Arthur County. Nice safe play there for Southwest. Only the third run of the game here, Greg.
Yeah, it's been an aerial battle here.
Yeah.
They're going to have to run at least one more play here with 25 on the clock.
Builder in the shotgun. Snap back and going to hand it off. Hit and taken down. Not much room there. A couple yards for Williams. And it'll bring up a third down, and they will have to run another play. And that should probably do it here for our first half of play. As we head to the locker room, our score, Arthur County 24, Southwest 22. A good one here in this six-man matchup on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a timeout. Come back into our halftime show. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has provided crop hail insurance to the American farmers since 1893. Their trademark is a quality policy and excellent service, reinforced by financial stability. Farmers Mutual Hail provides a trained field and adjusting staff of more than 500 individuals ready to serve you. Protect your investment by insuring with one of the oldest and most reliable crop hail insurance companies around. Contact the McConville Agency in Indianola, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, today for a free estimate.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Upgrade your laundry room style and function with a Whirlpool large capacity front load laundry pair from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Clean regular size loads fast with a quick wash cycle and get on with your day. In the dryer, the Wrinkle Shield option helps keep wrinkles from setting in when you can't unload right away. Add modern style to your home at the right price with a Whirlpool Energy Efficient Washer and Dryer. From Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola, just 10 money saving miles east of McCook.
When it comes to protecting
what matters most, folks in Arapahoe and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online, highplainsradio.net, and on 103.9 the app. I can talk. Good one here in six-man. Arthur County 24, Southwest 22. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. For the Arthur County Wolves, got on the scoreboard with the store to Hannah, 76-yard pass, a great pass play. Two plays, 76 yards, 8-0 after the extra point. Rough Riders came back with a Kelly DeBarber, 26-yard pass. Extra point kick made it tied at 8. Later in the first half, Gorwell had a great sweep play to the edge, 13 yards out. Two play, 42-yard drive for the Wolves. They regained the lead 16-8. Early in the second quarter, Storr hit red on a beautiful 42-yard pass. 24-8, and you kind of sense that Arthur County might be starting to pull away, but boy, Southwest came back in a big way. Builder to Barber, 51-yard touchdown pass. Extra point made it 24-16, and then Builder hit Kelly on an 11-yard pass, 24-22 as they missed the extra point, and that's where we stand here at halftime, a two-point game between Arthur County and Southwest. Both teams doing it through the air, Greg. I have Southwest, which is 10 yards underground, 155 through the air. Arthur County with 30 yards underground, 151 through the air. A couple penalties, one interception by Southwest. That's about it. Getting the ball to a lot of players. Williams with 7 catches. Turley with 1 catch. Barber with a couple grabs and a touchdown. Kelly with a couple catches as well and a touchdown as well. One penalty on Southwest, just 2 on Arthur County. Had that block in the back, which was a big one. Took away a touchdown and also roughing the passer, a penalty on Arthur County. But again, two-point game here at the break, 24-22. Again, Mark Searcy here with Greg Tentley. And boy, a good first half, Greg, between these two teams. We thought coming in it would be a great game. It has lived up to the billing. A lot of great plays by both teams here in this first half.
Yeah, you got to commend both teams. They made some adjustments and got back on the scoreboard. And Arthur County, you know, they scored quick and fast. And then Southwest returned the favor. And, you know, in six-man fashion, we got somewhat of a shootout here, you know, 24-22 at the half. But both teams have really done a good job of not turning the ball over. You know, we had the one interception late.
Basically a punt.
Kind of basically a punt. Yeah. So we're not in bad shape there. But, you know, the defenses have played pretty well when they've had to step up and make the big play at the right time. But second half, we'll just have to see how things go. You know, Arthur County's got to kick it off the second half. So Southwest got a little momentum going into halftime. And with this kickoff, you know, if they can come down and score, who knows what can happen after that.
Again, 24-22 is our score here at halftime. Over on our sister station, KI6, the McCook Bison Trail at halftime to Waverly, 7-0. Defensive slugfest in that game over in Waverly. Trying to get some other scores here, but I haven't got anything. I know Greg's working on a few there.
Arapaho leads Arcadia Loup City 20-0 early start of the second quarter. Earlier, Overton's leading Elm Creek late in the first half, 15-12. Cambridge last score I had on them was 14-12. Axtell with the lead there. Cozad is just all over Ogallala, 34-0 at halftime, which really surprises me up there. Yeah. I thought Ogallala would probably give them a game, but they've got one heck of a passing game there at Cozad. Last week they had a shootout with Central City, 56-55,
double overtime,
and broke the high school record for touchdown passes in a game in C1 with seven, I think he had. So.
You're right, yeah.
300 and some yards. Whew. So he'd be worth watching if you want to go see an aerial attack. But we got our own aerial show going on here tonight.
We do indeed. Again, 24-22, just a two-point game here between two six-man, 2-0 teams here. Arthur County leads over Southwest at halftime. Reminder, more high school football next week here on the Hawk. Heading out to Benkelman to see the DCS Tigers. They will host Highline pregame at around 7:10, kickoff at 7:30 Central for that one. And then the game of the year, I think, in the area next the following Friday on 9/27, DCS at Arapaho. If they win their next two games, could be a battle of unbeatens in D1, top five ranked teams down in Arapaho, Greg.
Yeah, that looks to be a huge district matchup. You know, whoever wins that still has to get by North Platte St. Pat's.
That's right. They both have that.
You know, they both got them on the schedule yet. The bad part for DCE is they go into the Arapaho game and turn right around the next week and play St. Pat's.
You're right.
So, you know, they're going back-to-back, so you hope they come out healthy. But, boy, I've watched Arapaho play, and they are the real deal. They're big. They're quick. They can pass if they have to. And they have everybody back from last year that went to the quarterfinals. And, you know, it's, boy, when you got that kind of talent, you can play pretty good ball.
Yep. Down the road, later on in the season, see the Southwest team late in the year against SEM, defending six-man champs. It'll be interesting to see them. And also Maywood Hay Center, Hitchcock County Falcons. They've got a good team again this year, 2-0, playing Franklin tonight. And, again, we'll have all the scores and highlights and talk to your favorite coaches tomorrow morning over on KISX at 8 a.m. from Ember's Bakery in downtown McCook. Make sure you tune in for that coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Halftime score here in this one, 24-22. Arthur County leads over Southwest here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for the start of the second half. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Protecting what matters most, folks in Arapaho and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapaho.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
This is Todd Adams, CEO of Adams Bank and Trust, with a reminder about the trust services we offer. Our trust staff is experienced in many fields, from legal, accounting, and tax issues to agriculture, real estate, and insurance. We can assist you with your estate planning and asset management, as well as investment and retirement planning. As you plan for your future success, we're here to help. The Trust Department at Adams Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copra Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copra Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copra Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy, Greg Tentley back with you here in Bartley as we get ready for the start of the second half. A good one here in six-man ranks. Arthur County 24, Southwest 22 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Southwest deferred, and they will get the football to start the third quarter of play. Very evenly matched game, special teams, good punting by both teams, great defense, and big plays by the offense, especially through the air. We've seen it all in the first half. We'll see who makes the another play or two here in the second half and who's going to go home 3-0 and who's going to drop that first loss of the season here tonight, Greg.
Yeah, and you like the fact that you're not seeing a ton of injuries. You know, we had a couple of guys first half kind of get dinged up, but they both come back to play, so that's good to see. And, you know, it's cooled down to where I don't think the heat's going to be a problem for them the second half, so... looks like we're going to be going left to right to start this, and Southwest going to receive on the east, and Arthur County will kick off from the scoreboard side in the west, and sun's down, moon's up, beautiful night for high school football on a Friday night in Nebraska.
Homecoming night here at Southwest. They had a cool thing. Several of the past royalty was announced. Some of the kids that could make it back, well, not kids anymore, adults, but that was pretty neat to see that.
Yeah, it really was. That's kind of cool. They brought them back. And, you know, like they said before, some of them are events for homecoming in their own town because their kids are part of it. So, Ravenna 38, Highline 6, third quarter.
Hannah to kick it off for Arthur County. Williams back deep to receive for Southwest. High end over end kick, and that's going to go in the end zone for a touchback. Southwest will start at their own 15-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Axtell leads Cambridge 20-12 at halftime. That's over at Axtell. Last report, Arapahoe was up on Arcadia Loop City 20-0 at the end of the first quarter.
So first possession of the third quarter here for the Rough Riders at their own 15-yard line, trailing by two here to the Wolves from Arthur County. Receiver split to either side here for Southwest. Guys up front, snap it back, toss back, and going to try to run. Breaks a tackle. Williams hit, spins around, breaks another tackle. 20, 25, and 30, and hit. And that's going to be a
they're going to get him there leading with the helmet.
Yeah, lowered his head and got about a 15-yard pickup. But add another 15 yards on it, and it'll be a 30-yard gain here for Southwest on the opening play in the third quarter. Arthur County had a roughing the passer and now a targeting penalty here for some big calls against them.
Yep, unsportsmanlike conduct on basically leading with the helmet when you come in on the tackle. Used to be called spearing.
Right, yep, back when I played, that's what they called it. So all the way to the Wolves 35-yard line, Greg. Big break there, and Southwest on the move here to start the third quarter.
Arthur County wanted to hold out here on the left side on that. I saw the whole thing, and good no call by the official. He really didn't have anything on there. It just looked worse than it was.
Twins to the near side here for Southwest. Snap back, toss it to Williams, trying to get a block, cuts to the outside, hit, spins around, fights to the 30. And about the 28, 29-yard line. So nice 5 or 6 yard pickup there for Williams. Going to the rushing game here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, it looks like Arthur County's kind of changed up and said, you know what, let's just pound the ball here and see what we can do to control that clock and get on the scoreboard. And so far this half, it's working out really well for them, even with that 15-yard penalty that aided this drive. So second down, and we're deep in Arthur County territory.
Pick up about 5 or 6. We'll give them 6 on that play. Second down and about 9. For the Rough Riders on the move here to start the third quarter. Twins to the near side here for Southwest. Got Kelly and up back there along with Billander. And a quick pass over here, complete. 30, trying to cut the outside, 25. Barber still on his feet, but nice open field tackle.
Yeah, good pursuit.
And Barber picks up about 5 or 6 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd down and 4 for the Rough Riders.
Yeah. Benton on that, Brody Benton, for made a really good job. He was pursuing the quarterback and then turned around and pursued that play and caught him from behind to keep it from being a first down there. So great pursuit on his part. You expect that from the senior from Arthur County.
Spotted at the 24-yard line, 3rd and 4 for the Rough Riders.
Big play here for Southwest.
Yep, Twins to the near side. Of course, 2-down territory for the Rough Riders. Twins to the near side here, snap back, and Builder. Winds up, throws it deep in the corner of the end zone. He's got a man there, but overshot him at Hammond, I think, over there. And just too much on it, incomplete. It'll bring up 4th and short. Missed opportunity there for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, Hammond was wide open down there in the corner of the end zone.
Well-designed play, just couldn't quite catch up to it there. And now it's 4th down, so a 4th down here and 4 for the Rough Riders. I could continue this drive. Love to get a big play here on 4th down. 8:01 to go in the third quarter. Rough Riders down by 2, but on the move. But a big 4th down here for their offense.
Wonder if we're going to see that quick pass to the outside here.
Snap back, Builder. Quick pass over here, complete. And push back and taken down. Is that horse collar? Nope. And I think he's short, Greg.
I think he is, too.
And it is going to be measured or not?
Nope, he's short. Short by a full yard.
Oh, yeah, referee says he did not get it. And the Arthur County Wolves take over on offense. Big stop there by their defense. Boy, just couldn't quite get up the field, and he got pushed back, and a good defense there by the Wolves.
Yeah, and it looked a lot worse than it was, but he got down below the collar on the jersey.
Yep.
So
all right.
Even though he pulls him down from behind, he's not up around the name tag or that.
Toss pitch, Corwell trying to cut to the outside and wrapped up there, maybe a yard, and that's it. Good pursuit there by Southwest.
Good defense. Good pursuit. They got some penetration into the backfield, kind of force that play back inside, and that's where you want them to send them if you're going to do it. Don't let them get outside because we've seen what can happen when Arthur County gets outside. They can go.
Barber, I think, leading charge there. Yeah, just a gain of 1. 2nd and 14 for the Wolves. Storer in the shotgun. Snap back. He's going to look downfield. Winds up, throws it over here near side. He's got a man there. Rut, and did he catch it? It is. Jump ball there with Billiter, and Rut comes down with it. It's a 1st and 15 for the Wolves.
Great job of hanging on to that football. He had people in his face and hands in his face and made the catch and was able to control it all the way to the ground. And nice job there. Heck of a receiving job on Arthur County there. Nice job.
Yeah, good pass and just an even better catch by Rutt Here down the field, spot at the 33 of Southwest, first and 15 Wolves.
Once again, the seniors come through for Arthur County.
Arthur County trying to extend their two-point lead. Toss it back to Gorwell. He's got a block at the edge. Moves upfield. 30, 25, down to about the 24-yard line. Nice pickup of 6 yards there for Arthur County.
You know, lead block on that by the outside end, and then the quarterback coming back around after the pitch, leading the way through a nice block out there to get him that extra 2-3 yards. So, second down and maybe 6 yards here.
Yeah, 6 or 7. Good pickup there on first down for the Wolves. 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Arthur County 24, Southwest 22. The M&B Bank scoreboard. Twins to the far side, one to the near. Storer gets a snap. Quick pass over to flat, complete. 25 gets a block at the edge. Look out, 20, 15. Barrels over tackler down to about the 8-yard line. Great run after the catch by Keegan Allen.
Going to be a first and goal now for Arthur County. And old Mo has changed big time after that stop on fourth down here. They've just taken the ball and ran it right down the field.
Keegan Allen with a nice run after the catch there for Arthur County.
Elm Creek has come back to lead Overton 28-15 at the half.
First down, bobbled snap. Storer still trying to get it. Rolls to his right, in trouble. Throws it down the field. It's up and tipped and incomplete or intercepted.
Intercepted.
Intercepted. That is Williams who comes up with a pick at the 2-yard line. He just threw it up in the air. Dangerous pass, and the Rough Riders make him pay with the interception, and the Rough Riders will take over at their own 2-yard line.
Boy, he definitely threw that up for grabs, but the only saving grace is you've got them pinned at the 2, but the way they've been running the ball here to start this second half, you know, you run 18 up the middle, Williams, and pick you up some yardage here to open things up and not get caught in that end zone.
So first and 15 for Southwest at their own 2-yard line as their defense comes up with a takeaway. They come up to the line of scrimmage. We got Billiter in the shotgun, snap back, handoff, and hit, breaks the tackle. Williams, look out, 10, 15, stiff arm, 20, look out, 25, 30.
He could go.
35,
nope,
40,
I think he's get
35,
caught.
30, 25's got a good angle and knocks him out of bounds over there at the 25-yard line. But a huge run by the senior, Trenton Williams, for a huge gain for the Southwest Rough Riders.
Yep. Colton Pielkowski ran him down from behind and made that touchdown-saving tackle for Arthur County. He just had a little better angle, a little more speed, and he's limping pretty good. Pielkowski is coming off the field there for Arthur County. So.
He did that earlier in the first half.
Yeah, I think he's been tweaking that ankle a little bit.
Williams, a huge run. We'll call about 48 yards on that run. And a huge pickup down to the 26 of Arthur County, first and 15 for the Rough Riders.
That's getting out of you the hole in a hurry.
Yeah, it is. And a handoff. Is that going to be a false start?
Yeah, late. Yep.
Flag there, but it was false start on Southwest.
Yeah, running back started too soon there.
That'll back the Rough Riders up 5. It'll be first and 20. Hate to see those penalties, especially removing the ball and getting down the red zone.
Yeah, that's for sure. Another six-man action tonight. Hay Springs 29, Potter Dix 6 out in the panhandle.
Here in the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter, we're still at our halftime score, 24 for Arthur County, 22 for Southwest, but the Rough Riders on the move, but hampered by a penalty there on this offense and a false start. Late substitution there.
So come out first and 20.
Yep, snap back. Builder rolls to his right, gets a good block, looks downfield. Passed over the far side, it's up, and Kelly couldn't quite come up with it. Great coverage there. Coming up to knock it loose with Swanson for Arthur County. It'll bring up third down and 20.
You know, Swanson's got burned once, but he's made some really good defensive plays out of that back defensive back spot, that safety position in six-man. So give him credit. He's come up with some big stops, even though he did get that one touchdown over his head. But doing a good job back there for Arthur County.
Excuse me, it'll be second down because of the penalty. So second down and 20 for Southwest at the Arthur County 30-yard line. Two receivers here near side. Snap back, and a quick pass in the flat complete to Williams. Trying to go one-on-one and taken down there. Good open field tackle by number 22, Gorwell, limiting the gain for just 3 for Williams.
Tell you, Southwest running back, he's got to stay set a little bit there. He was awful close to another false start on that
one. I thought that same thing, Greg, yep. It's a big third down here for the Rough Riders as Pelkowski going back in the lineup here for Arthur County. So two down territory here for the Rough Riders. Like to get a big chunk or the whole thing if they could here in this play. Third down, Twins to the near side here for the Rough Riders. Billiter gets a snap. Pressured, rolls to his left, looking downfield. He's right-handed, throws it deep, and it's up. And did he catch it, Kelly? He did. There's a flag as well. Pickup of about 12 or 13, but we'll see what the flag's about. Possibly a pass interference, or let's see.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
Kelly shielded the defender beautifully there.
So you take the penalty here for sure because it's 15 yards and repeat the down.
So
because you don't have a first down on the catch.
Right. He's about 3 or 4 yards short of a first down on the play. So Coach referee's talking here, and then I'll go over to Coach Arterburn and explain the situation here. So big penalties in this game against Arthur County.
Yeah, I think you take the penalty and you come up with a third and short here.
If they don't take, if they take the play, it'll be about third or fourth down.
Maybe
about
fourth down,
three,
about,
four, maybe three.
Yeah, something
like that.
There.
And let's see, referee's going to come out and tell us what is going on here.
Mr. Miller, fill us in. Pass interference defense. So take it 15 yards from the previous spot.
So we'll go back.
Repeat third down. So it'll be about third and two.
Yep, third and two or three there. So. Probably the right thing to do there for Southwest. Another big penalty on this Arthur County team, Greg.
28 would take it down to about the 13th.
And we go down to, you are right there, 12 and a half. So
repeat third down. So now you got a third and about two. Long three maybe.
Yeah. 4:26 to go in the third. Arthur County clinging to a two-point lead over Southwest. Rough Riders, a huge opportunity here, but they face a third and two and a half here from the 13-yard line. Confusion here for Southwest. And getting guys lined up, going to have to hurry. They're going to burn a timeout or not? No, I think they got
it fixed. Not even counting yet.
Snap back and toss it. And trying to find some room near side. Breaks a tackle, 10, and hit. Dives down to about the 5-yard line. Nice pursuit, but a good run there.
Oh, cramping up.
Cramping up there. And that was, is that Barber? No, I don't think, let's see. But a nice gain there. It'll be first and goal for Southwest.
Yeah, got the old leg up in the air, pointing the heel, definitely cramping up there, which not too surprising. I mean, you're out there a long time tonight.
Yeah.
It was pretty warm earlier, so.
And still about the upper 70s here at Bartley. So we'll take a break for the injury. 3:59 to go in the third, 24-22. Arthur County leads Southwest on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has provided crop hail insurance to the American farmers since 1893. Their trademark is a quality policy and excellent service, reinforced by financial stability. Farmers Mutual Hail provides a trained field and adjusting staff of more than 500 individuals ready to serve you. Protect your investment by insuring with one of the oldest and most reliable crop hail insurance companies around. Contact the McConville Agency in Indianola, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, today for a free estimate.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Southwest High School, still attending to Jacob Barber, who had a nice run to pick up the first down, but tried to work that leg that those cramps worked out here. Again, a two-point game, 24-22. When we get back to playing, it'll be first and goal from the 5 for the Southwest Rough Riders, trailing by 2. 3:59 to go here in quarter number 3.
Got both those legs up in the air now, so. Yeah. Ain't nothing worse than those leg cramps, though. Us older guys get those about 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Go eat a banana or something. So,
yep, exactly.
Husker volleyball update. Won a tight one in set 2 over Arizona State, 26-24. Early in the third, it's 9-6, Nebraska over Arizona State. Don't forget the Huskers play tomorrow against Northern Iowa at home. A great win last week over the Buffaloes, Greg.
Absolutely. Anytime you can beat Colorado, it's a great win. And it put a little damper on the Dion show there for at least a week. We didn't have to see that other than his Aflac commercials.
Right.
But looks like he's up and moving with the cramps there. And
walking a little gingerly because those hurt. I mean, there's just no way around it. But while we got time here, a couple of score updates. Perkins County leads South Loop 14-0 in a battle, unbeaten at half.
Okay, Perkins County, you know, tough loss against Dundee County first week of the season. I think they lost a player to injury as well.
Yeah, so they did. That's right. I forgot about that.
Still a pretty good team, though, I believe. So. And, yeah, Barber helped off the field. Yeah, he is not moving much with his legs. So.
Nope. Sidney leads Holdridge 28-0 at the half. Sidney's got a good ball club this year.
They got another good team. A big play here. First and goal for Southwest. Billiter lines up, snap, handed off, left side, hit, and punches forward for a couple 3 yards. It'll be second and goal for Southwest. Cutter with a carry.
It's a good run there. You pick up a couple yards, you know, bring up second down and goal. You only got 3 yards or so to get there. So
using that rushing attack here in the second half almost exclusively has Southwest.
Gehring leads Alliance 14-0 out in the panhandle.
Again, Waverly leads over McCook, probably in the third quarter now, but it was 7-0 Waverly. Builder lines up with Williams in the backfield. Snap back. Builder hands it off. Williams, the right side hit immediately and pushed back maybe a half yard. That's about it. Good defense there by Arthur County.
Wow. Good defense there, stacking up that middle and closing up that gap. Brings up a third and goal from about the 3 yet, so not much gain at all in that place.
Hannah and Swanson there with the stop for Arthur County. Got an injured player here on the bench for Arthur County. Not sure who that was, but
looks like they're checking a shoulder or rib cage there on him.
It's a big third down here for the Rough Riders. Third and goal from the 3. His builder getting them lined up here. Williams behind him in the backfield. And a quick pass. Kelly over there. High pass. Tipped and incomplete. Actually thought he might have got a little jump start, but nothing called, but just out of the hands of Kelly. He's a big target there, but couldn't haul it in. And incomplete pass brings up a fourth down and goal for the Rough Riders.
Now, here's your dilemma. Do you want to kick the field goal and go ahead 26-24? Go up by 2 here if you kick the field goal, or do you go ahead and try and punch this in?
2:20 to go in the third quarter, still 24-22. Rough Riders face a third and goal, or fourth and goal, excuse me, from the 3. And they're going to line up to go for it. Huge play here in this game, especially here in this third quarter. Fourth and goal for the Rough Riders. Builder gets a snap, fakes handoff, over the flat, wide open. Oh, too high.
Overshot
it. He had Williams over there, just a little too much on the pass. It falls to the turf. And the Rough Riders turn it over on downs at the 3.
Well, there's two things you can think of there. One, if you do try the field goal and miss, it comes back out to the 15. So if you go for it, like they just did, you don't convert. At least you've got them at the 3-yard line instead of out at the 15 here. First down for Arthur County Wolves.
Finally got a halftime score in the Hitchcock County game. Falcons 36, Franklin 6. Toss back to the tailback, Gorwell. Wrapped up over there by Billiter. Picks up a 3 or 4 yards on the pickup on the gain. It'll be second down and about 10 for Arthur County. Builder, nice tackle there, but boy, a missed opportunity for Southwest to take the lead.
Absolutely, that was a big chance for them there. Great drive, they ate up most that third quarter, too.
They sure did. We're down to just a minute 45 to go in the third. Second down and 9 or so for Arthur County. Strohr gets a snap, fakes the handoff, looks downfield, it's got a man there, it's up and it's going to be pass interference.
There's pass interference. 7 got in there early.
Yep, Hammond going to be up.
So. Absolutely.
Arthur County.
Spot 10, Gothenburg 7.
You see that. Complete. Second down and 15.
So, one of the little bit.
5-yard line. So, a big gain down to the
42 for Arthur County. Delator got up and he got inside of Billiter's face, jumping up and down and staring him down. And you're going to get that call every time in high school football. It is not going to get not flagged.
Big gain there, but at the penalty, it goes back to the 35-yard line. Arthur County has it, first and 15. Got to keep your emotions in check.
Well, and that goes back to what they see in college pros, guys stand over the top of them. And you just can't do that. High school, they will not tolerate it. So unsportsmanlike moves them back a long ways.
Spot at the 35, first and 15 for the Wolves. Minute 17 to go in the third quarter still, 24-22, Arthur County. Right side, Gorwell, not much room there. Good tackle over there on the right side by the Southwest. I think that was number 10, Cutter, with the tackle.
Yeah, it looked like Cutter got in there on that stop. Brings up second long here, and, you know, this is a chance for Southwest to get a stop here after that big penalty.
Three-yard pickup there by Arthur County, second down and 12. Storer gets a snap, and going to toss it to his tailback. Got some room here, Allen. It's a block, 35, still on his feet, 30. Runs over a tackler down to the 28-yard line of Southwest. It'll be first and 15 for the Wolves.
Well, another big gain there. And Mr. Tins back in there making the stop again. Mr. Cutter there on that stop. So
Arthur County moving the football now at Southwest 28-yard line. First down. Snap back to Storer. Toss it again. Gorwell gets a double block. Spins around 25 down to about the 22-yard line. Cutter again with another tackle. Yeah, about a pickup of 4 or 5. It'll be second and 10 for the Wolves.
You know, the first half we had tons and tons of passing, and now we're going to the running game in the second half. And, you know, they're doing a good job of running that sweep play and getting helmet on helmet out here.
See if the Wolves get another playoff before the end of this third quarter. I think they're going to just let the clock run out as we're down under 8 seconds to go here.
And the powerhouse that is Bennington is up 35 to nothing in the fourth on Hastings.
And they are not going to get the playoff. That'll do it for the third quarter. No scoring in the third quarter. That makes our score as we head to the fourth quarter. Arthur County 24 and Southwest 22 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break. Come back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to our high school game of the week on 103.9 The Hawk.
Renzo is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great. But if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities.
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock somewhere. Apply today at renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Upgrade your laundry room style and function with a Whirlpool large capacity front load laundry pair from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Clean regular size loads fast with a quick wash cycle and get on with your day. In the dryer, the Wrinkle Shield option helps keep wrinkles from setting in when you can't unload right away. Add modern style to your home at the right price with a Whirlpool energy efficient washer and dryer from Lord's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store of Indianola. Just 10 money saving miles east of McCook.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
We'll begin the fourth quarter. Arthur County with the football, second and 10. Snap back. Storer looks downfield, winds up. It's got a man there, way over there. Intended receiver's head, incomplete. And it'll bring up third and 10 from the Rough Rider 23-yard line. Here's something I never thought I'd say, Greg. We had no scoring in the six-man game in the third quarter. It's 24-22. That's where we were at halftime.
No wonder that quarter went by so quick.
Yeah, a lot of rushing here. And the story of that quarter, though, a missed opportunity by Southwest. They're inside the five, first and goal, if I believe.
Yes.
The five, and couldn't punch it in. Arthur County on the move, but a big third down here for the Rough Rider defense. Toss back. Gorwell trying to get to the edge, gets a block. 25, 20, 15, and knocked down about the 11-yard line. He's got enough for another Wolves first down.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of sealing those ends and moving that ball off the corners, so they've evidently seen something on film where they can step in there and run that ball.
Wind the clock. Under 9:40 to go in the ball game. Arthur County up by two. And they have a first and goal at the Rough Rider 11. Storer gets them lined up. Snap back and hand it off to Allen. Trying to get the edge. Gets a block. Wrapped up and taken down. Good pursuit there by Southwest defense.
Number 10 in there again on that stop.
Cutter and also Williams and Hammond there. Loss of one, I think, and it'll be second and goal for Arthur County.
Yeah, it makes it pretty tough, you know, when you got first and goal from 13, 14-yard line and got to get it in there. But second down here and 12.
Yep, second down and goal. Storer gets a snap. Gonna run here near side, gets it back to his tailback. He's got some room inside the 10, and still on his feet, dives to about the 5-yard line. Goes Gorwell. It'll be third and goal, Arthur County.
It's good to see Hammond back in there after his leg cramps.
Yep.
He's still working on him back there, trying to keep him stretched out. So
another big run by Gorwell makes it third and goal from the 5 of Southwest for this Arthur County Wolves. Offense, Rough Rider defense, love to get another stop.
It's going to be one of those nights for Mr. Hammond. He might be drinking a lot of pickle juice when he gets home.
Exactly. Storer gets a snap, and he's going to hand it off. Trying to get the outside, gets a block. He's in.
He's
walks.
Got it.
Touchdown, Arthur County. Great seal block there on the edge. And Gorwell takes it in for a Arthur County touchdown.
That opens up the lead to 8 now, 30-22, pending the two-point kick conversion. I know I said two-point kick conversion.
Yep. First score here in the second half by either team. As Arthur County gets lined up here for the extra point kick, leading now 30-22. A big extra point here. Ball is down. Kind of bobbled it, but he does
Looks
get it
like
off.
He split the uprights.
And he gets it. 32-22. Arthur County up by 10 over Southwest with 8:11 to go in the ballgame on M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a timeout, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here at Southwest. Impressive drive, Greg. Arthur County, 13 plays, 77 yards. At Gorwell, 5-yard run, extra point kick. And they now lead 32-22 over Southwest with 8:11 to go in the ballgame. A huge turn of events. Southwest couldn't punch it in. Arthur County conversely goes down the field, and they get a touchdown.
Yeah, there's a huge swing in momentum there, so we'll see how they can respond here.
Yep, plenty of time left. High end-over-end kick, and that's going to go well in the end zone for a touchback. The Southwest will start at their own 15-yard line.
You know, one thing about tonight, you know, we always talk sportsmanship and things like that. It is a big deal, and these two fan bases have been absolutely excellent tonight. They've supported the team. You don't hear a lot of complaining.
Yep.
And the kids have been good on the field about picking each other up and doing their job. So kudos to these two administrations of these two schools. They've got good programs going here.
The Rough Riders out on offense, 1st and 15 from their own 15. Been held scoreless so far here in the second half. Snap back, and Builder scrambles, a quick pass over the middle, hit, and incomplete. Intended there for Cutter, but a big hit knocked it loose there by Keegan Allen of Arthur County. It'll be 2nd and 15.
Yeah, good job of staying home by him there in the middle of picking up that receiver out of the back. So not a bad play to try, but, you know, just better defense that time. So 2nd and 15 with just coming up on 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Coach Hardware getting everybody situated, moved around. Kelly goes to snap it here for the Rough Riders. Billiter and Williams in the backfield. Snap back. Toss it to Billiter. Pressured. Quick pass over there. Kelly's wide open. 35-40. 35-30. He's down the sideline. 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Rough Riders.
And Billiter, I see no flags.
Billiter to Kelly from 65 yards out. And Southwest strikes through the air for another Rough Rider touchdown.
He was wide open. They were worried about a quick pass out over here on the side. He come out on that far side. Nobody stayed home. And perfect pass, and he just flat outrun everybody to the end zone. Way to answer back. Now you got to get that two-point conversion and get this thing back to a close game at 2 points here.
32-28 our score with the extra point kick to come here for Southwest. Builder to kick it from the hold of Williams. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is no good.
No, that one went wide left on him.
Score remains 32-28. Arthur County leads over Southwest on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
We're still within 4 points.
Yep. And we'll take a break. Be right back on 103.9 The Hawk.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate?
like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here at Southwest High School as the Rough Riders get a huge pass play. Billander to Kelly, 65-yard touchdown pass, extra point, no good. And with 7:55 to go in the game, Arthur County 32, Southwest 28. So, Greg, we didn't have a scoring in the third quarter. We start the fourth quarter. Arthur County punches in from their long drive, and Southwest, a long pass. Oh, and the big guy gets it. Look out. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Finally knocked out of bounds. They tried an onside kick. The big guy got it, and he showed some wheels there, trying to see. That's number 44, Cole Kramer, the 235-pound senior, almost had a touchdown.
You know, it just reminds you of part of the replacement movie, the big guy with the ball, you know, he rumbling, bumbling, stumbling down that sideline before he finally got caught from behind.
Boy, that's just the danger. You do that onside or squib kick, if you don't get it, you give up great field position. But if you don't get the guy, it's even worse. And
he got that, saw an opening, and he's thinking, I might get a touchdown here. So
first and goal at the 9 for Arthur County. Snap back, Storer gives it to Gorwell, or Allen, excuse me, left side. He walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Arthur County.
Good blocking on the outside, wide open. We get a kickoff return, one play, and boom, here we are back to possibly a 10-point lead again. Now we're back to six-man football.
Yep. So the 9-yard run by Allen makes our score 38-28, Arthur County. 7:44 to go in the ball game.
That's one they'll watch on the film forever when it comes to Film Study Monday, because 44 is not going to let them forget it.
Nope. And next point
right
kick.
Right down the pipe.
Is good. 40-28. Arthur County leads over Southwest here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We still have 7:44 left to go in this game. We'll take a break. Be right back on 103.9 The Hawk. M&B, there is a
difference. M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Southwest High School as Arthur County gets another touchdown aided by an onside kick recovered by the big guy. And he takes it down to the 9. Next play, Allen gets great blocks on the edge, good speed. He goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Arthur County. They're back up by 12 now, 40-28 over Southwest with 7:44 to go in the game. After Southwest had just answered with a huge pass play, Greg.
Yep.
Back and forth we go here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, and the big man with the recovery and the run back on that kickoff.
That was Kramer sideways kick over there. Is it going to carry? Just goes,
yep.
End zone
into
touchback.
The end zone again.
Southwest again will start at their own 15-yard line.
You know, we said to start the game, Mark, special teams would be a huge in this game, and it's coming to fruition. You know, we got it right there. The onside kick picked up, run back, you know, and then the score and the extra points, you know.
Yep.
Southwest has missed a couple, and Arthur County hasn't missed one yet tonight. So that's huge when it comes into the end of the game here.
7:44 remaining. Rough Riders down by 12, but they have the football at their own 15-yard line. And we've got a timeout.
Yep, timeout, Arthur County.
Arthur County. We'll keep right here and say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk. McConville Agency, Adams Bank and Trust of Indianola, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Copert Seeds, Landmark Implement, Lords, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football. Again, 40-28, our score, Arthur County over Southwest with 7:44 remaining in the ballgame. McCook and Waverly were tied at 7. And I just got an update. The Huskers get the sweep of Arizona State. It was hard fought, but they win set 3, 25-19 to win that match.
Waverly's up 14-7 third quarter now on McCook.
Okay.
So Waverly must have scored there. Got back in it. Fourth quarter, Adams Central 10, Gothenburg 7.
Out of the timeout, Southwest football. First and 15 from their own 15. Williams and Builder in the backfield. Snap back, get it to Builder. Pressured, quick pass to Williams. Stem farm, spins around, gets a couple blocks. 20, 25's got some room here. 30, 35, near sideline. 40, 35, 30, spins around, tackled, and down to the Wolves' 26-yard line. Trent Williams with a nice run after the catch for a huge gain in the passing game for Southwest.
Once again, you know, six-man, one missed tackle, and it's the difference between a 5-yard gain and a 35-yard gain. So,
nice job by Williams. Will give him about 36 yards in that reception. Put him over the century mark in receiving.
Cambridge has come back and leads Axtell now, third quarter, 24-20.
Good game there. Spotted at the Wolves' 26-yard line, first and 15, Rough Riders. They get lined up here. Builder tossed to the tailback. Cutter trying to get the outside. Gets it blocked. 20. Spins around. Still on his feet. And down about the 17-yard
wow,
line.
Nice run. Great run there. Took a tackle. Rolled with it. Picked up 2-3 extra yards with just effort on that play.
9-10 yards on that pickup for Cutter.
Dundee County Stratton, a team you'll see here down the road. 32-0. Halftime over Sutherland.
So second down here for the Rough Riders in the red zone now. Got to punch it in here. They missed the last opportunity they had.
Yeah, they got to get this score here.
So we're nearing the 6-minute mark to go here in the ball game.
Need to get one in the end zone here and get your 2 points.
Got the ambulance going over there with the lights flashing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Snap back and long pass. Builder over here into the end zone. It's entered. Oh, he dropped it. He had an interception in the end zone with Swanson, but couldn't hold on to it. Incomplete, and a break there for the Rough Riders.
Must have had a call for their ambulance crew someplace.
Yeah, so Lamuth has left the field, so hopefully we'll get a replacement here sometime, and hopefully we don't have to use it, but you need to have something here. So big third down here for Southwest, third and about six or so at the Arthur County 17.
Yeah, Billiger took a shot when he let that ball go. I'm surprised he got up as quick as he did. But he had a lot of pressure there when he let that one fly.
They've been coming in hard after him all night long. So let's see what Rough Riders can do here. Third down, and Arterburn, I think, going to burn a timeout. Good one there by Coach Arterburn. Again, 40-28, Arthur County over Southwest. 6:03 to go in the ball game. Take a break. Be right back on 103.9 The Hawk.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Yeah, there. Back to Southwest High School here. Third down after the timeout. Third and about six for the Rough Riders. Big play here. Snap back. Get it to Billiter. A quick pass in the flat. Oh, and front of Williams. He had him there in the flat, but couldn't get it to him.
He had to get rid of it really quick on that. He just didn't have any choice. They're getting some tough pressure on him all night long, so makes it pretty tough on him to even complete a pass when you got guys in your face that quick.
Yep. Big fourth down here for the Rough Riders, fourth and six. They didn't convert the last time, Greg. They were down here inside the five-yard line last time, but now got to get something here. We got to convert here, fourth and six from the Wolves' 17-yard line.
Yeah, it's time to come through here. You got to step up big, get something done here, because time is not on your side.
Trailing by 12, 5:59 to go in the game. Here we go. Receivers to either side. Snap back. Toss it back. Pressure over here. Builder rolls to his left. Looks downfield. Quick pass in the corner. It's intercepted by Arthur County. That time they didn't drop it. Coming up the pick is number 20. I think that was Hannah with a pick for Arthur County.
Well, 5:50 to go. That's a huge turnover. You could see Billiter kind of drop his head after that. And, you know, he had pressure again on him.
Yep.
And had to roll to get out of it. And throwing on the run's never easy. And unfortunately, picked off there.
So first and 15 for the Wolves at their own 7. Storer gets a snap and going to toss it back to their tailback. Cuts to the right side. Look out. 10. Stiff arm 15. Carrying tacklers 20. And a good run over there on the right side by the big guy. That was Keegan Allen with a big run of about 12 yards for Arthur County.
I think you're going to see a lot of dose of that right now if they can keep getting first downs, churn up that clock, eat that clock up, and keep that ball in their hands here.
So we're going to be close to the 5-minute mark before the snap for Arthur County. Second down and 3 from the 19. Storer gets the snap and again toss it to Allen. Trying to get to the outside. As a flag fights for it for just a yard or so. Good pursuit
I'd
by Southwest.
I'd say where that flag come in is probably a hold.
Hold or a block in the back, and referee's going to come tell us after he hears from his official. Got the mics on, I believe, and it is a block in the back on Arthur County. Some costly penalties for Arthur County tonight, Greg.
So about half the distance to the goal here.
6 penalties for about 80 yards here tonight.
Or no, that's a 10-yard penalty. Yep. Never mind, my bad.
Back to the 9. It'll be a second down and what about 12 or 13 here for the Wolves. And we do wind the clock. We under 5 minutes to go here after the snap. Trips to the far side. Storer gets a snap and can give it to Allen. Tries to get the outside. Hit. Fights forward for a couple 3 yards. Good pursuit by the Rough Rider defense. It'll bring up 3rd and long for Arthur County.
You know, he had a long enough gain on that run earlier with the hold that you know, it was from the spot since it was past the line of scrimmage. And basically, they, you know, didn't end up losing a whole lot other than back to a 1st and 15.
So 3rd down and about 10 or so for the Wolves. Again, leading 40-28 over Southwest here. Late in this game, Rough Riders need a stop, get the ball back. Trailing by a couple scores. And Arthur County might have to use a timeout here. Are they going to hurry and run a play? Looks like they're going to have to burn that timeout. There's confusion there. That's their 2nd of this half. 4:15 to go in the game. 40-28, Arthur County over Southwest. Back after this break on 103.9, The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
4:15 left to go here in the ballgame. Arthur County 40, Southwest 28. And out of the Wolves timeout, Arthur County has a 3rd and about 10 from their own 13-yard line. Storer gets a snap, tossed back to his tailback, trying to get to the edge, gets a block. 15, 16-yard line, that's about it. Good pursuit by the Rough Rider defense. Kelly, I think, leading the charge over there. And it'll be 4th down for Arthur County. Been a steady dose of Gorwell, but now probably have to punt it away here.
Yep. Number 2 is punters entering the game right now.
That is Storer. We've seen some good punts by both sides here tonight.
Yep.
Let's see if Southwest can get a return here. I think Williams or Builders. Williams going to go back to try to receive it here.
Yeah, Storer's a freshman. He's got a good leg.
And get it back to him. High, end over end, not going to get much for a return here. Bounces, and it goes backwards. And it's right at the 40-yard line, so Southwest will get good field position here with 3:25 left to go in the ballgame, though, but trailing by 12 points.
Now you've got to get something quick here. Some way, somehow, you got to score and get it in the end zone. You got timeouts to use, but you've got to get it in the end zone, and you need to get it in there fairly quick with 3:25 to go in the game.
Right at the 40-yard line is where they spot the football in the far hash. First and 15 for the Rough Riders. Trailing by 12 here to Arthur County. A battle of unbeatens here in Bartley.
It's been a great game tonight. Both sides. You just can't fault the play of both teams here tonight.
Twins in the air, one to the far. Snapback builder. Pump fake. Winds up, goes down the middle field, and it is going to be incomplete. Boy, I thought it was going to be intercepted, and then I thought Kelly might get the grab, but it falls to the turf, incomplete, and it'll be second down and 15.
Yeah, he made a nice adjustment on the ball. He just couldn't control it, so right idea. They just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Swanson back there for the safety for Arthur County. Builder a couple interceptions here in this ballgame, also a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, he's done an overall good job tonight, really has. Dundee County's up 32-0 yet. That's still a halftime score at Sutherland.
As the Rough Riders bring it up to the 40-yard line, second and 15. Receivers to either side. Snap back. Billiter in the pocket. Winds up, pressure, throws it down near side to Williams, and intercepted. Swanson able to read it beautifully and picks off the pass. And the Wolves will take over at their own 8-yard line.
Well, six man, anything's possible. With 3:11 to go, things aren't looking quite as bright there for the hometown team tonight, Southwest Rough Riders. But get a fumble, get an interception, get a break, get the three and out real fast here, and get that ball back.
Yeah, I need a takeaway or something here, as Arthur County has it. First and 15 from their own 9. Up by 12.
I would expect a large dose of run plays here.
Yeah, again, toss it back to the tailback. Cuts at the field at the 10. And that's about it. Yard or so. Keegan Allen again with the carry. It's been Allen and Gorwell carrying it a lot here last couple possessions.
I don't think you'll see a single snap until that back judge raises that hand in the air and starts counting.
Because we're under 2:50 to go in the game. 40-28, Arthur County on top and with the football. Second and 13 from the 11.
Not even attempting to get a snap off yet.
They're taking their time.
Back judge checks his watch. Get to 10 seconds, he'll raise that hand in the air, and then when it gets to 5, he'll start counting.
Storer watches the back judge. Gets a snap back, fumbles it, and goes in the end zone, throws it. Over here, an incomplete, boy, almost disaster for Arthur County. But still a break for Southwest as the clock will stop on the incompletion.
Absolutely, but boy, there was a chance. If you could get in there quick enough, get on that and get a score, wow.
Yeah.
Like I say, they got to get that turnover, got to get something quick with the ball out of bounds on the pass play, incomplete. Hey, we got a clock stoppage, so get them out here and get that ball back. Anything can happen on a punt.
Third and about 13 for Arthur County. Boy, spreading it out here. Twins to either side for Arthur County.
Storer. I'd be surprised if they throw this up.
Storer gets it. Rolls to his left. We got flags, and it's going to be a false start, I think, on Arthur County.
Hmm.
Another 5-yard penalty on the Wolves.
Well, the clock still stops, so.
Yeah. We've got 2:15 to go in the game. 40-28, Arthur County over Southwest. Back it up to about the 6, and third and even longer here for Arthur County. Same formation, twins to either side, empty backfield for Storer.
Yeah, quick kick.
And rolls to his left, throws it down the field, incomplete, intended for his big guy, Keegan Allen. And it falls incomplete, and Arthur County will have to punt it away to Southwest.
They did him a favor.
Yeah.
Everything. And you put it up twice, stop the clock, they don't have to burn a timeout.
Yeah.
2:10 to go. I mean, that's the way it should be here for Arthur County to get. Should have, burned some more clock, I think.
So, see if Williams can get a return. Standing back at his 40. Carter Storer, the freshman, to punt it away. Toss it back to him and punts it. Nice punt high. Williams can't do anything with it. And goes back to the Rough Rider 38-yard line.
2 minutes to go.
2 minutes exactly, 40-28, Arthur County over Southwest on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
You're down 12. That's, two scores here.
Yep. Get a quick score and an onside kick.
Yep. Just don't kick it to 44.
Yeah, that's right. You had the big return last time. So here we go. Rough Rider offense. Got some gifts there from Arthur County's offense. Some miscues and incomplete passes, so plenty of time yet. Can't afford to turn it over. Anything.
See, they got a couple of their big guys on the sideline here for Arthur County right now.
Trips to the near side here for Southwest. Williams gets it. Over to Billiter. Pressure rolls to his right. Throws it down the field. It's caught at the 30 and pushed out of bounds over there. Stop the clock at the Wolves' 29-yard line.
I wasn't sure if he was throwing it to 18 or not.
I think it was Barber that caught it. So, and he was a little slow getting up, but a nice pickup about 12 or so for Southwest.
That's a good first down play. You're moving the chains here on second down if you can pick up three.
Second down about three at the Wolves' 29-yard line.
And the clock stopped. Yep. 8 seconds off of it. So
took eight. That's
what you want.
Yep. Getting guys lined up here. A low snap and on the ground. And hopefully Southwest, I think Builder are able to fall on it. But, yeah, quickly up because the clock will continue to run. And it's now third down and about six for Southwest. Boy, costly error there for the referee.
Yeah, get out of the huddle, guys. Don't be taking your time. You got to move.
Minute 30 to go in the ball game.
You're burning a lot of clock, gentlemen.
And getting guys switched around here. And I think we're finally getting set here.
Wow.
Gets to build our quick pass over here. Kelly trying to wind up and rolls to his right. Looks, winds up, throws it deep down the field. It is through the hands, intercepted by Arthur County. Big return here, 20.
He could go.
30. 35, 40, one block, and out of bounds at the 33 of Southwest. And another interception by the Rough Riders, their fourth turnover of the game. And that'll about do it for this one here as Arthur County's defense comes up with a pick. Boy, just some confusion and late play.
Yeah, just
play
late
there.
Getting that play going. It just didn't look right from the get-go. And, you know, you burned 20, 25 seconds there with that play, so... And now it really doesn't matter. You're down to a minute six, and you're down 12. And there's just not a lot you can do with that unless you get a pick six or a fumble recovery for something quick. But I doubt you'll see anything but runs up the middle here and hang on to the football.
I believe Southwest has a couple timeouts in their pocket.
I think they do. I think they still have two.
I haven't right. So Arthur County lines it up here. First and 15 from the Rough Rider 33. Storer gets a snap, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. It's at the field, 30 down to the 29-yard line. Pick
and
about
they
five.
Call a timeout.
Yep. Coach Arterburn uses one of his timeouts, and we'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Did you know Adams Bank and Trust is a member of the IntraFi Network? This is Carrie Anderson, Senior Vice President of Retail Banking. The IntraFi Network can give you peace of mind regarding your money's FDIC coverage. With an IntraFi account, you work with a bank you know and trust, all while the network provides you multi-million dollar FDIC coverage. Let's connect to see if an IntraFi account is right for you. Adams Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Southwest High School, 1 minute exactly remaining in the six-man matchup. Arthur County 40, Southwest 28 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. A big interception by the Arthur County defense and a good return. And after a run, it's now second down and about 12 or 11 for Arthur County at the Rough Rider 29-yard line. Storer will get the snap and hand it off. That's at the field and fights forward for a couple 3 yards there. As Gorwell.
Get the last of the timeouts here.
And Arterburn uses his final timeout for the Rough Riders.
Rapo's up 57-0 on Arcadia Loop City late in that game.
Okay. Bison, I think, trailed 14-7. Was that early fourth quarter?
Yeah, I haven't seen an update on that one.
I haven't either, so keep you updated on that one.
Harvard, a team in six-man that a couple of these teams see, got blown out by 50 tonight. Playing Hampton. So.
Hitchcock County was up over Franklin, 36-6 at the half.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of score updates. So.
Yeah, other than that, I haven't had much either. So
they're a little slow getting them in tonight.
Yeah. So Arthur County, another snap here. We'll almost run the clock out. Not quite, Greg. Probably have to punt it away on fourth down or run it. Leading 40-28 with just 54 seconds to go in this one. What a ball game here, but Arthur County looks like they're going to get the win here on the road. Snap back and toss it to Allen. Gets up the field, breaks a tackle, and one man to beat, 25-20, and gets a first down over there. That'll do it for this one. Keegan Allen, it's a tough run around the edge, picks up the Wolves' first down.
Yeah, unfortunately for Arthur County, he got out of bounds there to stop the clock, so they'll have to snap it once, and if they run it like they did, they'll snap it, run it, and then the clock will basically run out with nothing to go.
What a ball game here tonight in Bartley. Fortunately, the Rough Riders' homecoming is going to be spoiled here by this Arthur County squad. First and 15 at the Rough Rider 18. Snap back and kneel by Storer. And I think might have to do one more snap. But
yeah,
that'll do it.
I think so.
But a great effort by both teams. Hats off. Great, well-played game. Arthur County made a couple more plays, and that was the difference. The red zone scoring, I know.
Absolutely,
was
yes.
The difference.
Update from Waverly, 20-7 Waverly over McCook right now.
And an E, and that will indeed do it. Your final score here tonight, Arthur County 40 and Southwest 28 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a timeout. Come back to our postgame show with Greg and myself right here on 103.9. The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at decaturhealth.org.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa has provided crop hail insurance to the American farmer since 1893. Their trademark is a quality policy and excellent service, reinforced by financial stability. Farmers Mutual Hail provides a trained field and adjusting staff of more than 500 individuals ready to serve you. Protect your investment by insuring with one of the oldest and most reliable crop hail insurance companies around. Contact the McConville Agency in Indianola, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, today for a free estimate.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook. The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest High School for our postgame show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. A good six-man battle here tonight. But the visitors from Arthur County come out on top as they defeat Southwest tonight 40-28. Let's take a look at the scoring. The second half is 24-22 at halftime. We go into the third quarter. Both teams had some drives. Nobody scored, but early in the fourth quarter, Arthur County Gorwell 5-yard run made it 32-22. Southwest, the very next drive, a big pass play, Billiter to Kelly, 65 yards, 32-28. And then Allen had a 9-yard run, made it 40-28. Both teams had opportunities to move the ball, especially Southwest couldn't punch it in the end zone a couple times.
Yep.
And Arthur County ran out the clock there, and they get the win 40-28 in this battle of unbeatens here tonight in six-man. Final stats for you for the Rough Riders. I had Trent Williams with 6 carries, 76 yards. Cutter, 3 carries for 17 yards. Barber, a couple carries for 8 yards. Builder really throwing it through the air, 15 of 29 for 272 yards. Kelly also had one attempt and completion for 26 yards and a score. Three interceptions, 2 touchdowns for Billiter. Williams, 9 catches, 102 yards. Turley, 1 catch for 8. Barber, 4 catches, for 94 yards and a touchdown. Kelly, a big night, 4 catches for 100 yards and a couple scores. 4 turnovers for Southwest in the ball game. For Arthur County, at Southwest, total offense, 101 on the ground, 272 through the air for 373 of total offense. For Arthur County, Storer net 4 yards on 6 carries. Gorrell, the big guy, he had 19 carries, 84 yards. Keegan Allen, 9 carries, 75 yards, 163 yards on the ground for Arthur County. Storer was 6 of 14 through the air for 201 yards and 2 touchdowns and an interception. Rhett had 3 catches for 70. Deliter, 1 catch for 28. And Hannah, 1 catch for 76 yards. And Allen, 1 for 17 yards. They did have a turnover and some 7 penalties for 85 yards in the ball game. But a great game here tonight. Arthur County, just a few more plays, Greg, and got some turnovers, yep. And that was a difference here.
Yeah, you know, Arthur County, you know, made the stops when they needed to. Southwest had their opportunities all night long to punch them in and just couldn't get the job done. They get one of those touchdowns either way, and it's a whole different ball game. But you can't hang your hat. Southwest played a great game. Arthur County's big, they're fast, they're a good ball club, and I guarantee you these two teams are going to see each other down the line in the six-man playoffs because they're two quality teams, very well coached. They run a disciplined offense and really hang with each other well tonight. And the whole difference in the game, special teams.
Yep.
You know, you had an onside kick that was returned quite a ways. Next place, a touchdown for Arthur County. They convert all of their two-point conversions tonight. So, you know, you look at that, that's a stat. You score, what, 8, 10 points off of those?
Yeah.
So there's 10 points right there, and it's a 12-point game. So just running down some scores tonight. We've been trying to keep you updated. Amherst over Centura, 15-0. Garden County over Med Valley yesterday, 49-12. Maywood Hay Center in a great game last night that you could listen to on one of the radio stations. Maywood Hay Center 21, Maxwell 20. SEM 52, Shelton 24. Wallace got a good win last night over South Platte, 41-14. Looking at some other scores around the area. Last score we had was 20-7 Waverly in the McCook game. Cozad was leading Ogallala huge. I think the final there was 47-6. Last report, Adams Central was up 10-7 on Gothenburg. Hampton over Harvard, 65-0. Ravenna down Highline, 54-6. Tonight in action. See if we got any other finals that come in here.
I got a final. Hitchcock County, 66. Franklin, 6.
That's a great Falcons win for Hitchcock County.
Now, so.
Huge win for them. Looking at some others here, looks like Cody Kilgore in the six-man ranks over Santee and Stewart over Silver Lake in six-man. Big win tonight for Arthur County. A Sutton, 81, Southern Valley, 6. Southern Valley's just having a long season this year. Not much more you can say to that. But, you know, looking forward to seeing these two six-man teams on down the road. Homecoming here tonight for Southwest. I don't think you can hang your head if you're Southwest. You played a great ball game. Great turnout for this game in Southwest Nebraska, and enjoyed this one. This was a great six-man matchup and probably one of the better games you're going to see in six-man when it comes down to it out this way.
Both teams have a bye next week, and then for Arthur County, hosting Minotaur. For the Rough Riders starting district play, they're going to travel to Wallace to take on the Wildcats. That should be a good one. We'll see these Rough Riders on the radio at SEM, the defending six-man champs, on October 18th. Looking forward to that matchup down the road.
That'll be a good one.
Yep.
I think the next time we hook up, it'll be in Arapahoe for Arapahoe, Dundee County, Stratton. So looking forward to that. As always, Mark, great working with you. Good night of football, and glad we got to see this one.
Yep. Next week, DCS hosting Highline. Pregame at 7:10, kickoff at 7:30 Central. As Greg mentioned, the big matchup with Arapahoe and DCS the following week here on the Hawk. Well, that's going to wrap up for our broadcast here tonight. Again, the final score, Arthur County 40 and Southwest 28. For Greg Tintley, I'm Mark Searcy. Thanks for listening to our high school game of the week on 103.9 The Hawk. Good night.